The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Megan Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
2025 has arrived, and the time has come for the basketball season to hit its full stride with next week's District 7A action in Redbourn Springs on Tuesday night. Before that happens, the black, purple, and gold have made a westward wandering that's landed them in Cross Plains, Tennessee, visiting District 8-4 East Robertson. As the schools meet for the second time this season, it's Mount Walker and his 4-7 Lady Dogs who look for another dominant win over Kenyatta Perry and his 11-3 Lady Indians who've been on the warpath since losing 29-60 in Joe Sims Gym. Meanwhile, Rob Edwards and his 7-2 Dogs are playing their best ball of the season as they meet Kurt Caton and his 0-7 Indians. Get ready for a regular season Region 4A fracas here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with their community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call, 931-243-7278, for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way, with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Herbert Springs.
Young Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic courthouse square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup, and much more as we get ready for tip-off. Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live. Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, welcome into the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, our sixth basketball broadcast of this season. For the third time this year, we're on the road with the teams today from Cross Plains, Tennessee, home of East Robertson. I'm Daniel Strong. I'm here to describe the action this afternoon. Like the last broadcast, Doug Strong will be joining me for both games in the absence of Coach Sims. Joining me right now, as always, is our network mainstay, the overseer of all operations, our analyst statistician, and currently our head static trying to fix her, Thomas Weaver. And he may have a mute mic. We're going to have to switch with him for a minute here, guys.
Thank you for that kind introduction, Daniel. We're having a little technical difficulties, as always. I'm just going to run us through here. On the road again in what has become a familiar place here at East Robertson. Last time we were here, we saw a gem of a girls' game, and these boys' contests never disappoint when it comes to the Dogs and the Indians. But we wouldn't be here without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. And a special shout-out to the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who is our presenting sponsor for this basketball season. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dalhalla Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's games. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's holiday action in our Dalhalla Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back, folks, to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. I'm going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dalhalla Horizon recap segment. Lady Dogs put up our games to the Harmon Christmas Classic as they downed Wartburg and fell to Meigs County. Sophomore Halen Garrison lit it up with a historic night in the win with a record 10 made three-pointers, ended up with 32-pointer, no chance in Clay County's 67-41 victory, while Kalia Crawford added 8, Lacey Wick 7, Ella Eid 7, Brooklyn Scott 4, Natalie Smith 3, Emmy Carr 3, Haley Roberts 2, and Baylor Walden 1. Then Eads was the only Lady Dog to hit the double-digit mark in Clay County's 38-56 loss to Meigs County. But Walden got close to it with 8 points, Garrison 5, Claire Kendall 4, Lacey Wick Thompson 2, Lila Burble 2, and Brooklyn Scott 2. Doug, a power contest over there in Herman for the Lady Dogs that you got to witness. Of course, we called the game with Wartburg, but all in all, a good Christmas classic for Coach Walker's team, I thought.
It was, that first game, of course, played one of the best games I guess you could imagine for our girls. Second game, of course, a good solid Meigs County team to give us a level. And, but still, that's what you want, good tough games, because starting next week, it gets serious. So
no doubt.
That's a good start.
On boys' action, the Dogs swept their pair in Herman with a 64-35 win over Cosby and a 79-58 victory versus Meigs County, where Nate Adams led the way in both games with 15 and 29 respectively. All five starters scored double figures against Cosby, as Hayden Adams and Lance Burchett both had 13, Warner Melton 11, co-leads 10, to join Nate Adams, with Reese Adams also adding a bucket. In addition to Nate dropping 29, Burchett posted 19, and Nolan Adams had 13 in his return to action, along with Eads is 9, Melton's 4, Hayden Adams is 3, and Reese Adams is 2 in that game against Meigs County. Pretty solid post-Christmas tournament for both teams there. And, Doug, I think the boys in particular, that last game with Nolan returning to the lineup, I don't know what that's not the best game I've seen Clay County play this year in boys' action. They played really well against Meigs.
I think so, too. I think two are better games, even that first game for Nolan back. But the game when Nolan come back was as good as I've seen our guys play for sure this year.
Coach Edwards had just a rotation that, you know, nobody could keep up with, really, just playing all kinds of different lineups, using all seven of those top seven guys just interchangeably.
Well, and that's the good part about when he's got his full staff. He can go small and play five guards. He can play two bigs. I mean, there are a lot of options when he's got everybody available. And he done that up there. He used the five-guard lineup quite a bit against Meigs, which made a big difference.
Sure did. Folks, we'll be right back with more H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and East Robertson right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their seven local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show. Time for the Ashhawk and Strong Girls 7A update. Lots of things to get caught up on here. Going back to Friday, December the 27th, Clay County beat Wartburg 67-42. Pickett County beat Midway 77-44. Clark Range lost to Huntland 36-45. Red Bull and Springs lost to East Robertson 30-45. Then on Saturday the 28th, Clay lost to Meigs 38-56. Pickett beat Kingston 75-50. Clark Range beat BGA 49-45, and Red Bull and Springs beat White House Heritage 47-37. Then on Monday the 30th, Clark Range beat Tullahoma 43-37, and Red Bull and Springs beat Greenbrier 60-41. Of course, today's action, 4-7 Clay County right here at 11-3 East Robertson, 11-2 Pickett County, and the Lady Bobcats go to 9-3 Cookeville. And then tomorrow night, actually on Monday night rather, 5-7 Gordonsville hosting 12-2 Watertown. So, guys, no surprise to see everybody, including Red Bull and Springs Lady Dogs, get some wins over Holiday Play, District 7A. Action picks to get ramped up here soon.
Yeah, we talked about it. You know, about anywhere 7A goes, Doug, they're going to have success.
Oh, yeah. And like I said, 7A's no pushover. When league play starts, you better be ready to play every night, because the teams you think's in the bottom can still beat you if you ain't ready to go. So it's going to be interesting when it starts.
Of course, caught a glimpse of Pickett County for the first time this year up there at Harmon as they took on Kingston. And at the end of the first quarter, it's 25-12. And, you know, the Lady Bobcats on pacing that one to score 100. They ended up with a final of 75. But they looked sharp, as they should, defending single-A state champs. Graduated Allie Amonette and Ella Kate Kiesling, of course, but everybody else coming back for Coach Brent Smith.
Yeah, and the two that's replaced them look pretty solid up there. But, I mean, you're rotating their six-man off the bench is rotated into that lineup, which a six-man's a starter.
Yeah.
You know, so they're replacing actually one starter, what it amounts to, and they're solid. I mean, it'll be a tough matchup for everybody.
No doubt. Of course, haven't got to see Coach Rogers' Lady Buffaloes yet, but they're also putting out some good production, so going to be a lot of fun coming up, Tom.
Yeah, I think so. Looking forward to the district run here in the regular season.
No doubt. Folks, that's been the Girls 7A update brought to you by Ashhog and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sonna today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We've got about 2.5 minutes left here before this action gets going. We don't want to take any chances, so we'll go ahead and make sure we get in Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to us by Ollie's Place. We'll have time to get both Thomas's and Doug's thoughts on this one before it gets going. So we've got 4-7 Clay County over here at 11-3 East Robertson. Those records seem flopped, but guys, the only other meeting came back on December the 6th in Joe Sims' gym. It was Coach Walker and the Lady Dogs, 60-29 the win over Kenyatta Prairie and these Lady Indians. So already one good win against this team this year. What about today?
Well, I think you got to do some of the things similar to what you've done before. Defensively, got us started there. Lacey shut their main girl down pretty well. I don't think she's in double figures that night. And we shot the ball extremely well that night.
Had four in double figures for Clay County.
So it's going to start on the defensive end and how we can control their main two players, actually. And we've done that well there. If we do that again tonight, we're going to be in good shape again.
Of course, another big storyline for Coach Walker, sophomore point guard Natalie Smith out of the lineup. You may see her on the camera action there. Has a fracture in her left hand, Thomas. So going to have to get some ball handling help from some other Lady Dogs tonight.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, we got some players that are capable. Claire Kendall's played a lot of minutes, Daniel, and I think tonight we're going to have to see more out of her. And that's where Halen Garrison has to step up. But number one, Ellie's the best ball handler on this team. She just kind of has to take over the line center of that responsibility.
Yeah, I agree. I'll go ahead and throw junior Baylor Walden in there, too. Ella and Baylor, two very experienced players, both juniors, need to rise up, join Lacey Wicks as the upperclassman leader of this squad, and have another good win today here at East Robertson High School. That has been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina, and stop in for a little taste of soul today. PA announcer comes across the speakers here at East Robertson High School. We know the playing of the national anthem will be coming up very soon, so we're going to go ahead and go to break.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. And equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhollalake.org.
Back here live from East Robertson High School, time for the Gone Country Cafe to serve up your Lady Bulldogs starting lineups. First of all, the East Robertson Lady Indians, their head coach Kenyatta Perry, an 11-3 record this season. They play out of District 8 single A. They're at a four-game win streak into tonight's contest. Starting for East Robertson, senior number 5, Hester Wallace. Sophomore number 15, Allie Pennington. Senior number 23, Sophie Lonnie. Senior number 25, Katie Pennington. And a senior number 32, Ida Bernard. Starting for Clay County, well, first of all, the Lady Dogs head coach, Matt Walker, his ninth season overall, 181 wins, the 86 losses. a 4-7 record this season. Clay County, of course, playing out of District 7A. They do ride a one-game losing streak into this afternoon's contest coming off that Meigs County loss last Saturday. Starting for Clay County, junior number 10, Claire Kendall. Sophomore number 11, Haley Garrison. Junior number 12, Baylor Walden. Senior number 22, Lacey Wicks. And the junior number 24, Ella Eads. Starting lineup has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Clay County wearing their black travel jerseys, gold numerals on them trimmed in white today. They'll be shooting at the hoop to our left. During this first half of play, East Robertson, the home team with those white home uniforms on, maroon letters on them trimmed in black. They'll work at the hoop to our right during the first half of play. And already we're going to see Katie Pennington step in against Lacey Wicks to get this one underway. Wicks controls the tip, gets it to Ella Eads, Thomas.
Yeah, Daniel, you referenced this a couple of times. We're still having some static problems on Facebook, but our audio is perfect on our website, www.delhollahorizon.com/listen, so you can hear the audio there. Apologize for our technical difficulties. We're going to try to get them straight someday. We think it has to do with low bandwidth when we have bad reception on our end. As Lacey Wicks gets this one started, Daniel.
Yes, she did, Doug. You called for a good defensive showing. Wicks, the defensive leader, starting early.
Yeah, she made, like I said, I think she made the difference getting us going like we needed to the game before. And if she continues tonight, I think that'll get us going very well again.
Of course, right here in the region semis last year in this gym, it was Clay County eliminating the Lady Indians. Freshman at the time, Allie Pennington, had a huge game in that contest as a bucket added by Hester Wallace off right block, making it 2-2. But as you mentioned, now a sophomore, Pennington was held in check, single-digit performance on December the 6th in Joe Sims Gym.
And I think that's going to be a key. If we can hold her in check, increase our chances for sure.
Inside pass from Eads to Wicks, never finds its way in. They're going to be taken away by Wallace. She goes coast-to-coast, called for the offensive foul. Getting down there and taking that charge was Ella Eads. Nice job by her.
It's a great effort after the turnover there for Ella to get back and get position, get that ball back for Clay County.
6:57, Mark Thomas of this first quarter, tied up 2-2.
Yeah, I think the Lady Indians, you know, after getting beat in Solana, Doug, they came ready to play here today.
Oh, definitely. They're going to come with a different attitude for sure.
They've only lost one game since that December the 6th contest. Ella Eads firing a three, top of the key, rattles off, no good, rebound put back by Wicks, no good. Baker Walden, the rebound, power dribble, kicks it outside, ball goes out of bounds, a Clay County turnover, so three looks at it there, but couldn't come away with points. Good rebounding, though, by Wicks and Walden.
Good work on the boards there, and that's going to be a key, too, getting some second-chance points. We've got to make them.
6:30 mark, first quarter, baseline jumper good. Was that Lily Dunbar, number two? No. Who'd you have, Thomas?
One. It looks like we have Kelsey Gregory, yes.
Sophomore Kelsey Gregory. So the starting lineup has changed since that contest in Salina back in December. Hopefully we'll have a deep enough roster on this East Rob team. Three-pointer good. Claire Kendall in the dead right corner. Nice shot.
It was. That's good to see from Claire right there.
Absolutely. She's known as a great defender, but certainly an offensive output by her. Nice to see early in this one, putting Clay County up 5-4. Of course, Claire, looking at some season totals, she's no stranger to scoring this year, taking on a much bigger role during her junior campaign than she saw last year as a sophomore. For Coach Walker and this Lady Dog team, Kendall only averaging about 2 points a contest, but a proficient shooter. When she decides to pull the trigger on it, just is not taking a lot of shots.
No, of course, she takes her role as defense a little more than does offense, but now she's in a spot where she's going to pick up the offense also.
Absolutely. Shooting 50% from the field, that was her first three-pointer. According to the season totals I have of the season, was 0-13. From three prior to that make, and as we've talked about a lot of times, seeing the first one sometimes is all it takes to open up more.
Yeah, shooters want to see it go in, no matter what it is, a free throw, whatever it is. They want to see the ball go in.
5-5, the score. Free throw was good from who, Thomas?
Wallace again. She was one of two at the line.
Garrison's three-pointer blocked by Lily Dunbar. East Rob comes down. They throw it away. 5:15 mark of this first quarter. 5-5 the score between these Region 4A foes. Of course, the region tournament last year held here at East Robertson High School. This year, since it is an odd year, it'll be the odd district, District 7's opportunity to host. So I'm sure we'll see that back at Livingston Academy, as far as I know.
Yeah, that's at Livingston Academy this year.
So the District 7A and the Region 4A tournament over at Livingston.
Yeah, you mentioned it, Daniel. It's kind of a familiar place for us here on the Horizon Sports Network and Clay County basketball over the, what, the last 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, going back in my memory to 2022 and the actually 2020, rather. I can't even think straight. To 2022, we first played over here in that region tournament. The boys won the region championship against a talented Indian team. Of course, the Indians that year went on to win the state title. But it was right here on their home court. As Lacey Wicks adds a bucket, the Region 4A title game in 2022, Coach Edwards and the Dogs getting it done against Coach Caton and the Indians. Of course, as we know, the Indians went on to win the state title the year after Clay County won theirs. But, Doug, that was a showdown in that Region 4A title game.
That's probably as good a game as I've seen in several years.
Yeah, it was. 7-5 now the score. Halfway through this first quarter, 4-minute mark. Garrison, good defense there. Against Gregory. Gregory in a one-girl trap out top. Garrison creates the turnover. Leach comes up with a loose ball. Here she goes. Layup right side. Good.
Just some nice defense from Clay County right now. A lot of pressure.
And East Robertson just does not seem settled dealing with that pressure. We'll see here. Clay County with a four-point lead. Biggest lead of the contest, 9-5. 3:30 mark of this first quarter. Now a foul called against Clay County.
And you talk about region tournament. Next year, of course, it rotates back to this region, but East Robertson goes out of our region. So
yeah,
what they'll do on that, we don't know yet.
Yeah, they're stepping up to AA next season. Garrison defending Gregory again, knocked the ball loose. Now she hands off into the hands of Pennington, the sophomore. Pennington being closely defended by Jenna Thompson. Thompson doing a nice job there. Now back to Gregory. East Robertson offensively just seeming to have issues here. The issues continue. As Lacey Wicks deflects the ball out of bounds. Clay County just very aggressive.
Yeah, and one thing you see when Coach Walker brings Jenna in, she can go to their good girl and you can rotate Lacey off to another girl, which anytime you got two and guard their better player, that's really nice.
Absolutely. Helen Garrison coming up with a loose ball still. Here she comes the other way. Dishes off to Eads in the corner. Ella with it, head faking a drive, shot up, no good. Rebound, Jenna Thompson, powers it away, kicks to Walden. Walden throws to Eads. I'd like to see Becker just pull the trigger on that open look there.
Yeah,
a solid shooter, and she needs to be shooting the rock.
She's giving up some good looks that she needs to take advantage of.
And with Smith out of the lineup, you know, we need that out of Walden.
Yeah.
Moving forward for sure, guys. Another offensive threat.
I don't know what Natalie was averaging, but we got to make up those points.
Yeah, you do.
You know, so.
Just under double figures, you know,
yeah.
Somewhere between 7-8 points a game, I think.
Right at 6.7, and she was one of the four, was Natalie Smith, who had double figures. The last time these teams met, it was Garrison, Wick, Smith, and Eads.
Wow.
Who all had double figures. Ella Eads knocking down a triple right there from right wing.
Just some great ball movement there by Clay County to get that open shot for Ella.
2:20 mark of this first quarter, guys. It's early, but Clay County just seems to be the superior team at this point in time. 12-5 the score, 7 points the lead, and East Rom just not awake here on this early 2:00 afternoon tip-off.
Yeah, 7-0 run so far for Clay County at this point, Daniel.
Walden gets it to Garrison. Garrison, three ball left side, no good. Rebound this time by East Rob's number 25, Katie Pennington, the older of the Pennington sisters. She goes to the hoop, shot up left block, no good. Walden called for the foul.
Well, so far, defensively, East Rob's hadn't had an answer for our defense. They're kind of out of whack right here.
Pennington releases on the first of her free throws, knocks it down. Katie Pennington draws East Rob within 6, 12-6, checking in the contest, a number I don't have, number 0 for this Indian squad. We'll have to listen to the PA if they happen to call her name. and jotted down. Jenna Thompson, the rebound off of the missed Pinkton free throw. 12-6 the score. Minute 45 left in this opening quarter. Take away by the Lady Indians. Clay Kenny trying to get it to Garrison in right corner. Pass never got to her. Pinkton took it away. She kicks to Lonnie. Lonnie hands back to Katie Pennington. Katie out top working against Lacey Wicks. Uses a screen. Kicks over to Lonnie in the corner. She's defended by Eves. Now inside to the reserve. She travels with the ball. No whistles blown, though. Katie Pennington drives. Elbow jumper good. And a foul call.
Just a good athletic play there out of the East Robertson. I don't know. Maybe an offensive foul, I guess. Wipe the points off the board, Daniel.
Currently showing 12-8. We'll have to see if that stays. If it wiped it off, should be 12-6. Maybe it happened after the make.
It was. It was after the shot.
Okay.
So it counted and then the foul.
So 4 points the difference. Clay County is led throughout. Walden with it right wing. Gets the Garrison in the corner. She looks inside the Wicks, who's just covered up. Now Garrison in a drive. Gets to the elbow. Kicks to Eads. Three-pointer top of the key. In there. Ella Eads with her second three-point make of the first quarter.
That's just a good move by Halen to get that penetration to get that open shot for her.
45 seconds left in this opening quarter.
Eads with the last 8 points for the Lady Dogs.
35 seconds left in the first. Sophomore, Allie Pennington with it. Left wing, kicks to Lonnie. Lonnie now to Katie Pennington, top of the key. 25 seconds left. Lady Dogs up by 7. Jenna Thompson all over Allie Pennington. Denying her access to the basketball. Lonnie takes the jumper from left elbow. No good. Rebound Garrison. 10 seconds on the clock. Clay Kenny with a good opportunity. Pushes the pass ahead to Eads. Eads, three ball right wing. No good. Rebound. East Rob. Buzzer's going to sound. First quarter's going to end. Good opening quarter for Clay Kenny. They have a 7-point lead, 15-8, over East Robinson after one.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where the Lady Dogs lead the Lady Indians of East Robertson 15-8. Headed into the second quarter, and here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. For Clay County, they're being led by Ella Eads, who has 8 first quarter points, Lacey Wicks with 4, and Claire Kendall 3. 3 each for Katie Pennington and Hester Wallace for East Rob, and Kelsey Gregory also has 2. This dog, Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee. For the better part of 2 decades, Copeland's has become a cornerstone in the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way. And Lady Indians with a bucket.
Long two-pointer by senior Katie Pennington. Draws them back 15-10. Of course, East Robertson, on 11-3 record on the season, playing out of District 8 single A. Lacey Wicks had the bucket right side. Nice touch there.
Great, great take right there by Lacey.
17-10. Of course, as we said, Lacey, one of those that had double figures. Last time these teams met on December the 6th. Take away by Wicks. Continues to show that defensive prowess. Puts on the brakes, gives to Eads, her shot up. Ooh, no good. Rebound by Kaylee Brown, who's back in action. I don't think she was healthy maybe during the Harriman games over there against Wartburg and Meigs. I did not see her on the bench, so good to have her back in action. 7 minute mark, second quarter, on the floor with Kaylee Brown is Lacey Wicks, Ella Eads, Jenna Thompson, and Helen Garrison. Deep three-pointer by Allie Pennington, no good. Rebound Thompson. Jenna with it. The sophomore crosses the timeline, sets up at right wing, dishes off to Weeks, Weeks to Garrison. Hailing now into the corner to Jenna. Jenna, baseline drive, gets to the block, kicks to Eads, open three-pointer left side. Yeah! Knocks it down, her third of this contest.
Clay Kane's done a good job of penetrating, and they're, for some reason, they're leaving Ella, and she's standing wide open making those shots.
Good assist there by Jenna Thompson, who had rolled to the block. I started to question her not taking the shot from the block, but she saw Eads, and Eads drained the three. Two-pointer from right block now from Hester Wallace to keep East Drive within 8, 20-12 the score. 6:15 mark. Now a jumper from Lacey Wicks from right elbow, no good off the glass. Rebound, Katie Pennington. Ahead to Lonnie. Lonnie fouled by Ella Eads. So no Lady Dogs in foul trouble. Walden with one, Eads with one, Kendall with one. And now Baylor Walden going to check back in. Katie Brown going to check out.
Yeah, so far, you know, the story of this one, besides Clay County playing well offensively, Allie Pennington scoreless tonight here, Doug. And we're talking about one of the better players, not just in the area, but in the state, really.
Yeah, she's as good as we'll see all year, and we're doing an excellent job on her.
I believe held her to 9 in the first meeting. Lining with it, right wing. Of course, the three losses that East Drive has, they were defeated by Gordon. Well, here's a takeaway by the Eads. She's doing it on both ends of the court. Adds the layup. He's in the double figures now to go along with those three-pointers she's got. 5:30 mark, second quarter. 10 points the lead for Clay County. Coach Walker's team playing good. Of course, Clay County, a two-game series win streak here. Going back to that region semifinal we talked about, a 60-56 win in that one. Walker's longest winning streak against East Drive, though, three games from 2020 through 2024 during a trio contest. Of course, East Drive won the first matchup last year over here at their place during the three meetings last year. Walker 5-1 all time against East Robertson. He's lost to them only in that contest over here to open up last season. Who hit the three for the Lady Indians?
Hester Wallace again. She's leading East Rob right now, Daniel, with 8 points.
An answer from Garrison is a little wide of the mark. Rims out. Rebound. Hester Wallace. Wallace to Katie Pennington. Katie to Allie. And Allie going to be fouled by Halen Garrison. Her first personal.
You referenced that region semifinal game here last year, you know, and talked about Allie Pennington. Boy, she put on a show in that one.
No doubt. 30-something,
yeah,
I think.
She did.
Yeah, and she was hitting shots.
Deep.
Six,
step back. Seven,
eight,
whatever.
From the line, so.
Yeah, she put on a show. Had half of her team's tally that night. More than half. 4:44 mark, and only a freshman, of course, since she did.
That's right.
4:44 mark of this second quarter. 22-15. 7 points the difference. Clay County's advantage. East Rob with the ball. Pennington with it now. Shaking and baking. Almost walked. They didn't blow it on her, though. Now two with it. She drives. Gives off to Wallace. Wallace over to Gregory in the corner. Back out top to Dunbar. Swung back to Wallace again. She gives to the younger Pennington. Her baseline jumper good. So the first bucket for sophomore Allie Pennington. She had to work like a dog to get it and had to hit a tough shot.
Yeah, and that's what you want. If they're going to make it a tough one.
Was that Pennington. Allie?
Yeah.
It wasn't Katie. Okay.
I think it was Allie.
I think it was Katie Pennington. I
saw the blonde her hair, so it probably was Katie
was.
Then.
Yeah, so as Lacey Wicks was basically denying Allie the ball, and she was on the opposite side of the floor.
I'm glad you caught that. I was giving credit where it wasn't due. Lacey Wicks, the one needing the credit. Allie Pennington still being held us, scoreless here. 3:55 mark of this second quarter. Clay County up by 5, 22-17.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Welcome back to Clay County Lady Bulldog Basketball. Members in by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, after leading by as many as 10, it's down to 5, Daniel.
22-17, 340 and ticking. Deep three-pointer by Allie Pennington. Now she knocks it down. Gets her first bucket. I miscalled it the last time. It was older sister Katie. That time the sophomore Allie. Makes it a single possession, two-point game. Walden kicks to Eads. Ella on the drive. Shot up good.
Ella's having a really nice offensive night tonight.
Yes, she is. Playing with confidence. That's what we need to see. She needs to be confident. A veteran player has been in the glass house on the hardwood there in the Murphy Center, playing in a state quarterfinal game as a sophomore. And there's no reason she shouldn't be in this post-Christmas part of the 25 season, doubting her abilities. An outstanding young player.
Yeah, and she's probably the most experienced on our team.
Right.
She is. And her bucket stops, and East Robertson 8-0 run, Daniel. But here comes Allie Pennington.
Gets her second points of the contest to go along with that prior three-pointer. She'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way. 24-22 the score. Free throw is good. We've got a one-point game now. Coach Walker going to send in some substitutes. Garrison and Clark Kendall checking back in. So on the floor, we've got Walden, Eads, Wiggs, Kendall, and Garrison.
Going back to his starting lineup.
2:55 left in this first half of play. 24-23. 1 point the lead. Deep three ball. Garrison left side. Our ball's it. Kept alive by Kendall. Power dribble by Walden in the paint. Gets it outside to Eads. Now swung to Wicks. Her three ball. No good. Good hustle rebound by Clark Kendall. Clay Kenny with a third opportunity here. And now Walden with it. Baseline. Dribbles out of a trap. Into the paint. Shot up. Ooh, no good. I like the move, though. Got to keep doing that.
Yeah. Good job on the glass. Just didn't get the finishes. Got some second chance looks.
2:20 mark here of this second quarter. 1 point difference. East Robb a chance to take a lead. They never led on December the 6th, and they have not led today. Lacey Wicks called for the pushing foul.
With the fifth.
No fouls against East Robb this quarter. Five against Clay County. So we've got Allie Pennington at the line to shoot two. Doug, of course, this is the second year under these new bonus rules for high school basketball in Tennessee. What's your feelings as a player, coach, and official about them? Is a good change?
I think it's a good change for three quarters. I think fourth quarter, you should go back to the standard fourth quarter stuff. You're to be able to have one and ones in the fourth quarter instead of everything two.
Well, that's an interesting take on it. I never have thought of that. Yeah, I mean, that was such a huge part of the fourth quarter strategy, wasn't it?
Well, a 1-1, there's pressure on a 1-1. You know, a two-shot foul, there's not a lot of pressure. If you miss one, you still got one.
Right. Turnover by Clay County. I've said that a few too many times today, I feel like. Lady Dogs have played good, but been a little sloppy with the passes at times.
Pennington went 1-for-2 at the line, guys, to tie this one up at 24.
Minute and a half left in this second quarter. We knew it would be a good one. So far, it's delivered. Gregory with it. Kicks to Katie Pennington. She's at left wing. Coach Perry sends in the information he wants. Now Allie with it. Allie Pennington works against Wicks. Hands back off to older sister Katie. Back to Allie. Allie at right wing now in front of the Clay County bench. Time ticking down to 1 minute to go here in this second quarter. Tie ball game, 24-24.
And you see just a great matchup here between the senior Lacey Wicks and Allie Pennington as Wicks gets a steal.
Lacey going to go to the rack here. Layup up and good. Lacey Wicks playing great here in this first half. Scoring points, stealing the basketball, just leading this team. Another takeaway by Wicks. Ooh, the shot no good from left block. But good defense by Lacey. And sometimes it's just her calling her own number back there with pressure and coming up with steals. It's not like it's a whole team pressure thing, almost maybe full court man, and somehow she takes it away by herself.
Well, she gets her hands on a lot of stuff, and that's it. She just kind of takes it over.
15 seconds left in this one. Wicks has given Clay County a two-point lead. Now Hester Wallace evens it back up. 26-26 from right block. He leads now. 5 seconds on the clock. Crosses the timeline. Kicks to Kendall. Kendall with it with 2 seconds. Gives to Garrison. Deep three ball. Falls short. First half ends here. 26-26. Even between Clay County and East Robertson.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here at East Robertson High School, where the Lady Dogs of Clay County and the Lady Indians of East Robertson are tied at 26. This time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County got off to a fast start and led 15-8. We're up by 7 on an Ella Eads 3 at the end of the first quarter, and then they expanded it to 10 as Eads on another Eads bucket at 22-12 midway through the second stanza before East Robertson closed out the first half on a 14-4 run. They outscored the Lady Dogs 14-4 to tie this one up at 26 here at the break. For East Robertson, being led by Hester Wallace, who had the bucket to tie it at 26 right before the halftime buzzer sounded. She's got 10 points. Allie Pennington held to 7 in the first half, all coming in that second quarter flurry. Katie Pennington has 7, and Kelsey Gregory, 2 points for East Robertson. For Clay County, they're being led by the junior Ella Eads. Big night for her so far. She has 15 points here at halftime, including 3 three-pointers. Lacey Wicks, a senior, playing well defensively and offensively, 8 points here at halftime. And Claire Kendall, 1 three-pointer for a total of 3 in the first half for Clay County, who are knotted up at 26 with East Robertson here at the break on a mid-afternoon contest in Cross Plains, Tennessee. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new premier checking account. Find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more. Go online and do that at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated
Welcome
to helping families
to
honor and remember their loved ones with
High
compassion,
school.
Dignity,
Where
and
are
respect.
You? I'll be back in a minute. We'll come back and try that one more time. Back here at East Robertson High School, Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show. Tied up 26-26. Clay County had as much as a 10-point lead early in this one. The Lady Indians fighting back during that second quarter, knotted up at the half. Time now for the local sports lowdown brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Hermitage Springs basketball. The junior high teams from Hermitage Springs both will have play-in game action on Thursday, January the 9th. Before the Cumberland Rim Conference Tournament that takes place on Saturday the 11th. Those playing games will both be played at Redbourne Springs High School. The Red Dogs girls contest will tip at 6 o'clock between the Lady Wildcats and the Lady Red Dogs. Good luck to coaches Summer, Cherry, and Tyrus West and their teams in that. The winners will go on to Saturday's Cumberland Rim Conference Tournament that will be held at Clay County High School. Son of K-8 basketball, those junior high teams, they enter conference tournament action as ranked seeds. It'll be Jermaine McElvain and his Lady Dogs is the number one seed, and head coach Marty Maxfield and his boys the number two seed in the tournament action. I had that tournament on my desk at school. I think 10 o'clock in the morning or 10:30 is when that first girls game tips off that day, and they'll have 6 games and just settle who's the best in boys and girls action in the Cumberland Rim Junior High Conference Tournament. Tennessee Tech basketball, redshirt sophomore Grant Strong and his Golden Eagle squad are 7-7 overall and 2-1 in OVC play. They beat Milligan on Sunday in Cookeville 95-75. Strong saw 14 minutes of action in the contest and added 6 points to the tally. Tech played again yesterday and beat Southern Indiana 68-64. The Golden Eagles host Morehead State tomorrow for a 3 o'clock tip. Finally, Raptors 905. NBA G League team Tyreek Key and his squad finished up the 16-game tip-off tournament for the season at 5-11. They finished 7th in the Eastern Division. Now they transition into regular season play. They have a 1-1 record at this point. Key did not play in the last contest and only saw 7 minutes of action in the game prior. Hopefully he'll be back to normal tonight as Raptors 905 host the Austin Spurs for 7:30 Eastern tip. Doug, you had talked to Mr. Key, had some information on why he wasn't playing.
Yeah, he's been battling the flu. When I talked to him, thought he'd play tonight. If not, he'd be ready to go the next game. Just like I said, had a case of the flu and had him down. So
that'll get anybody down. Hopefully he is back to normal today. Folks, this week's Hogan Sports Lowdown has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Second half action, guys. I don't know of any adjustments Clay Kane needs to make. Defense has been good. Offensively, we shot the ball good. I alluded to I felt a few too many turnovers, but I don't even know how many of those we've had, really.
Well, I think the only thing you've won a little better is your second chance opportunities. We had several and didn't get some of those. So
switching ends of the floor now. Clay Kane working at the hoop to our right during this second half of play. He's going to fire the three ball. Missed it. Rebound by Dunbar. Taken back away by Wicks. Lacey's going to get another opportunity. Kicks to Garrison. Now Walden. She fires a three. No good. Rebound Dunbar. 7:30 mark of this third quarter. Easterob now working at the hoop to our left. Katie Pington with it right wing. Has it knocked away by Ella Eads. Goes to the floor. Gets to sister Allie before whistles blow for traveling. Kenyatta Perry up, telling his team to slow down. They set up the half-court offense here. Dunbar going to go into the elbow to join Wallace there. Allie Pington deep right wing. Kicks to Katie, now to Gregory. Back to Katie. So but neither of these teams have what you would call a big, Doug. Just don't have that true post presence for either squad.
No, and I think that helps us there because that's usually where we struggle is that length.
Allie Pington knocking down the three ball, and you kind of get the feeling Easterob would love to just see everybody spread out and let her shoot from the outside like that.
Yeah, and they kind of adjusted her offense, sagged those other players down to the baseline a little bit to give her a little bit where you can't help out, I guess.
Baker Walden drawing the foul from right block and going to the line to shoot two. 6:33 mark of this third quarter. Easterob with their first lead of the contest, 29-26. And junior Baker Walden at the line.
Yeah, nice little pick and roll between she and Eads and a good find by Ella.
Yeah, we've had some good ball movement all night, getting the ball in the right hands.
Walden, a 50% free throw shooter coming into today's action, 12-24. Stays at that 50% mark as she hits one of two on that trip. 6:30 mark of the third. Katie Pinkton with the ball, pressure in the backcourt, gets it to Dunbar. Dunbar not comfortable with it. Did not want to dribble it, did she? Passed off to a teammate. Now the Pinkton sisters out top. Katie on the drive. Gets to the free throw line. Kicks over there to Gregory. Her three-pointer misses everything. Rebound Dunbar. Dunbar works against Garrison. Hands it off to Pinkton. Hester Wallace. Now to Gregory again. Easterob just looking for something they like. And here it is. Katie Pinkton in the paint. Power dribble shot up. No good. Lacey Wicks there with good defense. Somehow or another, though, Katie Pinkton got her own rebound. Brings it back outside. Kicks to Wallace at right wing. 5:45 mark of this third quarter.
See the double on Allie Pinkton there, making her give it up.
Allie to Katie. Katie fires the three. No good. Rebound Wicks. Lacey with it. Comes across the timeline. Let your teammates catch up. Kicks cross court to Garrison. Garrison to Kendall. Kendall drives to the free throw line. Back out to Wicks at right wing. Now Eads with it. Ella leading the team in scoring at this point. 5:15 mark. Thought about a three. Kicks instead to Garrison. Another one of those takeaways. We've thrown the ball away multiple times today. Just got to clean that part up. Somehow or another, Gregory airballed the 6-foot jumper.
Yeah, she looked like that was just where you wanted her to be, and she just missed it.
Did we even have a defender in her way preventing her from a layup?
No, I think she could have took it all the way in.
Just pulled up. We're going to stay on ours. Timeout's taken here. 5:05 mark of this third quarter. Clay County trailing by 2, 29-27. Want to give Thomas a chance to talk about our presenting sponsor.
Yeah, the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who encourages parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana, and they offer this message to help them do so. They say, be clear on your stance and show you disapprove of marijuana use. Let your kids know you care, and you're there to talk whenever needed. Build your child's skills and strategies for avoiding marijuana use, and be a good source of information for your child. For more information, parents can go online at samhsa.gov/marijuana to learn more. Of course, the project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. Daniel, we appreciate them partnering with us throughout this season to spread their word about the consequences of marijuana and just trying to get their entire message out to the youth of Clay County and others.
Absolutely. Yeah, I remember those guys. I can't remember if it was volleyball this fall or maybe spring sports last year, but doing that at another time. So greatly appreciate them. Right wing, Baron Walden with it now, kicks to Garrison. Garrison, no triples in this one. Still looking for the first mate. Gives to Eads. She drives and hits it. Ella Eads just playing confidently, as we talked about earlier in the first half.
Yeah, she's spotting up and shooting, taking to the hole and shooting. She's just a really good night offense for Ella.
4:25 mark of the third. Tie ball game, 29-29. Low scoring third quarter so far. Halfway through it, and each team only with 3 points in this frame. East Rob has really slowed down the tempo of the offense.
Yeah, I think you're going to see more of that as they try to get Allie Pennington looks, because she just can't get going one-on-one against Lacey Wicks, even though Wicks picks up the foul there. They have to go through these kind of elaborate half-court sets, running her through multiple picks, Doug, to try to get her look for her.
Yeah, she's having to work to get it, and that's what you want defense for Clay County, make her work and see if she can make shots.
Jenna Thompson checking in. Claire Kendall checking out. Joining Thompson on the floor, we've got Eads, Wiggs, Walden, and Garrison. Inbound to Katie Pennington. And that frees up. You talked about it earlier, Doug. It's Jenna Thompson with great defense, creates a turnover there. When Jenna comes on, she can take on that role of guarding Ellie Pennington, give Wiggs a bit of a breather from the, you know, difficulty of it. And plus, if you've got Lacey with two fouls, like she has right now, gives her a chance to not pick up a third one right here quick.
And it's a big change-up, too. You know, the different bodies between Wicks and Thompson, the speed of Thompson, the quick hands, and the length of Wicks as Thompson pulls the trigger.
Walden comes up with it after Thompson missed short. Her put back good. Banner Walden adds what I think is her first bucket of the contest, 31-29. Clay County in front, 3:25 mark of the third. Gregory inside to Dunbar. Dunbar adds the bucket right side.
Just good ball movement there by East Robertson to get that layup.
Eads now going to fire a three left side. No good. Ball's going to be saved by Garrison. Now that she stepped out of bounds, and she had possession of it there, trying to hustle for it. So once again, we're tied up. 31 all this time. 3:06 left here in the third. And East Rob to inbound off to our right. Katie Pennington, senior point guard, out top. Kicks over to Lonnie. Lonnie now back to Pennington. She drives baseline, 10-foot jumper, good.
That's a tough shot right there.
Jenna Thompson now, shot up from right block. She's fouled. Jenna going to go to the line to shoot. Thompson on the season, 4-6 from free throw, 67%.
And that's a good job of Jenna running the floor, and that's finding her right there.
No shortage of athleticism with Jenna Thompson, that's for sure. You know, really the only other player on the team in that regard that rivals Lacey Wiggs in terms of the length and running and jumping ability and just a special athlete is young Thompson. It's 1-2 there. 2:35 and ticking. Eads coming up with a steal. They say she goes over and back, and she did. That's a tough one. Nothing she could have done about it. Just had 1 foot in the front court, 1 in the back.
Yeah, just good hustle for Clay County there. Of course, picking up that defense a little right here, and that's what you want to see right now.
East Robin enjoying a one-point lead, Thomas.
Yeah, going to see the jump trap here out of Clay County.
Deep three ball, Allie Pennington, no good. Rebounded by Wallace. She steps on the baseline, and Clay County's going to get the possession. 2:21 left in this third quarter, 33-32. And Laid's going to walk across the timeline as she's defended by Gregory for East Robertson.
Yeah, and that's Coach Walker's compliment to East Robertson trying to slow the pace. He's trying to speed it up a little bit with the trap.
Walden, three ball, right side, too strong. Rebounded by Lonnie. Allie Pennington now. She drives to the right block. Shot up, no good. Knocked out of bounds off the fingertips of Haley Garrison.
Another great play by Lacey Wicks right there. Got the hands up. Actually blocked that shot, didn't
he? Yeah, okay. Had some good hands on that.
So that's how it got out of bounds then. Inbound to Lonnie. Lonnie shot no good, but a foul call. I'm curious who's going to be awarded this foul.
I think Ella's what you're going to get on this one.
Yeah. Ella Eads does pick up the personal. Her second. Third, actually, according to the scoreboard.
Ooh.
Lonnie missing the free throw.
Yeah, didn't hit anything. Airball that one.
Second free throw's away by Lonnie. Too strong off the back of the iron. Rebound, Jenna Thompson. Jenna going to hand off to classmate Helen Garrison. Helen going to come across the timeline. A couple games ago, Garrison, of course, had the 10 made three-pointers. New school record. 32 points in that contest against Wartburg. Was closely defended, but the next day by Meigs County, as you can imagine, after they saw her put up 10 triples the day before.
Yeah, her shooting prowess is no secret now from about anywhere, I'd say.
Right.
No matter where she goes.
Speaking of Garrison, firing the three, an offensive foul call, though. I think Jenna Thompson is going to be called for the moving screen. Don't know that Garrison has a bucket today, does she?
She does not.
Freshman Clea Crawford checking in. Minute 22 left in this third quarter. Ella Eads coming out. Also, Helen Garrison coming out. So, on the floor, we got Jenna Thompson, Kalia Crawford, Claire Kendall, Lacey Wicks, and Megan Walden. Ooh, Wicks almost had another steal. Allie Pennington with it. Gets it to Hester Wallace. Her shot up and good from right block. 35-32. East Robertson matching their biggest lead of the contest, a three-point lead for the white and maroon ladies. Crawford with it inside the Wicks. Wicks to Thompson. Thompson now going to be called for the travel. 56.7 seconds left in this third quarter.
The Wicks with position there just going to take it on up. Don't
yeah, she could have got that into the rim, I think, pretty easy. She's so quick.
Allie Pennington crosses the timeline, kicks over to Gregory. Gregory drives baseline, puts on the brakes in a trap now. Now a foul going to be called. No timeout taken. Now Kenyatta Perry will take it with him. 46.3 seconds left in this third quarter. East Drive up by three, 35-32.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who reminds parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. East Robertson, the largest lead of the game, Daniel. They're up 35-32, under a minute to go here in the third.
45 seconds. East Rob with the ball. Katie Pennington kicks to Gregory. Gregory back out top to Allie. She's defended by Jenna Thompson. Thompson turns Pennington away, stays with her. Pennington gets rid of the ball, a takeaway, ooh, almost. It was deflected by Wicks, picked back up by Wallace. Her shot no good, now scrum for the ball. Lonnie shot up, no good. Kaylee Brown in the iron with some defense. I think Clark Kendall going to be called for a foul.
So, just a battle in there, and of course they won the battle on us that time.
Offensive subs waiting at the scores table. We see Eads, Garrison, and Walden. They'll probably check in for Brown, Crawford, and Kendall. Actually going to be Brown, Thompson, and Crawford. Kendall will stay. 20.9 seconds left in this third quarter. Free throw was good. Biggest lead of the night for the Lady Indians now. 4 points. 36-32. Lawning with another attempt coming. Second one's away. Good. 5 points to lead. 37-32. Clay County needs to be calm and collected here. Get a bucket to finish this third quarter. Walden passes ahead to Garrison. Taken away, though, by East Rob. Lawning with the steal and Lawning with the bucket and the foul. Haley Garrison called for the reach-in foul at the last second. And we'll see Lawning go to the free throw line to try to complete this three-point play. So in the last few moments, it's been all about senior Sophie Lawning, who's got the last 5 points for East Rob, or the last four, rather, shooting on the fifth right here and gets it. 8 points the difference. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Wiggs with it. Crosses the timeline, pass to Garrison. She passes low to Kendall. Kendall shot up good from right block. Nice assist by Garrison. Nice finish by Kendall as the third quarter, buzzer sounds. 6 points the difference here at East Robertson High School. The Lady Indians 40, the Lady Dogs 34.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. East Robertson leads the Lady Dogs 40-34 headed into the fourth quarter. And here's your Lady Dogs scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Leading the way for Clay County, Ella Eats, 17 here headed into the fourth. Lacey Wicks has 8, Baylor Walden 3, Clark Kendall 5, and Jenna Thompson has 1. For East Robertson, Allie Pennington with 10, Hester Wallace with 12, and Katie Pennington with 9 as they outscored Clay County 14-8 in the third to claim this 6-point lead here headed into the fourth quarter. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place. We're serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their long-standing tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store, Daniel.
Have
a good finish here.
Yeah, need to. Trailing by 6. He's dropped with the ball to start the fourth. Going to be Lawning. She's the woman of the hour here. She adds another bucket. Senior Sophie Lawning remembers all too well Clay County coming to this gym during region semifinal action last year and eliminating the Lady Indians. Plus, they also remember the beatdown that they received at the hands of Matt Walker's ladies on December the 6th, 60-29, the score of that game, Doug, 31 points the difference, more points on the differential than East Rob had on the board.
Yeah, and like I said, you can tell they're coming with a purpose tonight. They're wanting to make up for that.
Of course, sophomore Natalie Smith not playing tonight with a fracture in her left hand. In case you're just tuning in, didn't catch that earlier. LAE's three-pointer left side. No good. Rebound Wicks. Stacy with it. Put back. No good. Rebound Walden. Power dribble. Put back. Good. Back to a four-point contest.
Walden
actually,
a
six-point.
Walden with some big contributions of late here, guys. Kind of keep Clay County in it.
Yeah.
42-36. Lady Dogs down by 6. Allie Pennington, three-pointer left side. No good. Rebound Clark Kendall. Kendall with it. Gonna bring it up court, cross the timeline, transitions the pass ahead to Garrison, wide of the mark, just out of bounds. I'll be curious to see her stats. I'm wanting to say nearly 10 thrown away possessions today. And I don't know if it's something East Rom's doing, getting in the passing lane, making us throw wide, or if we're just being sloppy with it. But a lot of balls thrown away today by Clay Kennedy.
And I don't think East Rom's doing a lot to cause that. I mean, I think they're getting in her eyesight a little. That's about it.
I may be exaggerating it, but it just several times I feel like we've thrown it away. East Rom on the inbound. A takeaway by Wicks. East Rom going to maintain possession. Lacey with another deflection. just coming out of nowhere, Thomas.
Yeah, just her anticipation and the way she closes that gap, Doug, is just impressive.
Well, it kind of reminds you of a good defensive back.
She just does.
Sees it so well.
10 block shots, 31 steals, 27 deflections. 4 weeks coming into this contest. Only 11 games, guys, played this year so far. A 4-7 record, so those numbers are pretty strong. 4 weeks, and they'll only get bigger and better as we get back into single-A play. We've played a lot of teams above our single-A classification this year. So if anything, the schedule, even though we're about to start district play, it's going to get a little easier, believe it or not, for Clay County. Of course, that's been the whole purpose of playing the tough schedule.
Yeah, and that's what you want when you get...
Jump ball called up here, just suffocating defense by Wicks. Who else was in the trap there with her, Thomas?
It's Ella Eads. Every time that Pennington's getting the ball, they're jumping her and doubling her, and right there they tied her up that time. As you know, you saw East Rob trying to take a little air out of it, Doug, but Clay County wasn't letting them do it.
Yeah, and that's where Coach Waters made that adjustment and trapping that ball a little bit and getting it out of her hands, and we're forcing some stuff out of that.
Another turnover here, empty possession for Clay County. East Rob taking it away, 5:40 mark of the fourth, 42-36 the score. Clay County trailing by six. Plenty of time left to erase this six-point deficit. And now a foul call.
You know, he had a pivot. Pennington kind of raising her arms and uppercutting Ella Eads. Unintentional, though, I think.
Well, that's a tough one. Ella being the one giving the foul, but she's the one that's hurting from the contact.
Yeah.
So we'll see East Rob inbound the ball.
Ooh, is that five on Ella?
Jenna Thompson checking in. Scores table is saying Ella Eads has five personal fouls.
What? She had three.
East Rob on the inbound. His discussion continues about how many personals that is. Gregory firing the jumper, no good. Rebounded, though, by Katie Pennington. Lawning inside, no good on her shot. Walden called for the foul. Not a lot of contact there, but a whistle nonetheless.
The last time we announced a foul for Eads, it was three.
Yeah, it was, no.
But now we may have missed one, guys. As
they're showing
Coach
five
Walker,
on the board.
Assistant Coach Andrew Meadows also disagreed. Free throw, no good on the first one. Makes the second.
Second was good by Lonnie. Walden with it, right side. Clay County trailing by seven, 43-36. Three ball, Garrison, right side, good. First make of a contest for Garrison of any variety. Had been held scoreless until this point, 43-39.
Huge shot right there to kind of keep Clay County alive in this one with Ella Eads, their leading scorer on the bench.
You just changed the whole feel here. Allie Pennington now trying to reclaim the momentum. Misses her shot. Rebound Garrison. Helen Garrison now pressing the issue. Crosses the timeline. Crosses over into the paint. Loses the handle. Kept alive by Walden. Now taken away by Allie Pennington. Pennington to the hoop. Offensive foul should be called. Oh, the guy that should have called it wouldn't make the call. He deferred to his companion here who didn't have as good a view. They botched that one. The offensive foul gets called a defensive against Baker Walden.
Yeah, good job by Walden getting position there. Don't know that she quite got set, really, but a finish by Pennington as she converts the three-point play.
Timeout taken by Kenyatta Perry, 39-46. East Rob up by seven. 4:27 left in this contest.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
A little over 4 minutes left here in the fourth quarter in this girls' matchup between Clay County and East Robertson. Lady Dogs trail 45-39, Daniel. Going to have to do something. Stay in this one.
Foul call against Hester Wallace. Of course, Ella Eads, you know, we talked about it before on the bench, found out seemingly assistant coach Andrew Meadows and bookkeeper Martina Riddle both saying, we believe, that she only had four, but the official scorebook, of course, the home scorebook, and they said she had five.
And that's the one that matters. So,
right.
Unfortunately, we didn't get that our way.
Walden with it right side. 4 minutes left in this fourth quarter. Baylor going to drive, dribbles off the foot.
Yeah, and, you know, Lady Dogs is a little bit out of sync here. Ella Eads kind of that floor leader for them, Daniel. It'll be tough. Somebody's going to have to step up in these last 4 minutes for Clay County.
Yeah, typically, as far as just handling the ball, bringing it down, it's either Natalie Smith or Ella Eads, neither one of those available right now. As Garrison came up with the steal, but it was taken back away from her by East Robertson. Natalie Pennington with it left side. And now she just runs into Claire Kendall,
wow.
And they give Kendall the foul.
Yeah, I thought Kendall did a pretty good job of beating her to the spot
there.
I
thought that was a good position there. That's a tough one.
I guess if, I don't know. Pennington at the line hits the first free throw. One team foul against East Robertson this quarter. Five against Clay. That's why we've got Pennington at the line where she seldom ever misses a free throw, hits both of those. 9-point lead, 48-39, and frustrating right now if you're a black, purple, and gold fan. Three-pointer by Garrison, good. She's got two in the quarter. Two threes, that is. Makes it a 6-point game. Here's a steal. Thompson comes up with it, gives to Garrison, does Wiggs, free ball.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's in there. Three threes in the quarter for Garrison. Nice steal between Thompson and Wicks there, teaming up for the turnover. Now Clay County trying to rematch the turnover again.
Pennington
double dribbles across the line. No whistles blow. Kicks over to Gregory. Gregory back to Pennington, who's a bit rattled here. Claire Kendall with a fine defense. Now Garrison joins for a trap. They've got her near the timeline. Pennington dribbles out of it. A foul call? She flopped on the floor. Unassisted, but a foul called against Jenna Thompson.
Yeah, and this is Pennington going back to the line here. When Clay County needed somebody to step up, Halen Garrison does it, guys. Back-to-back threes. It's a three-point ball game now. 48-45, Pennington's heading to the line.
After the good acting job. Two free throws. First one's good. Four points the difference. Pennington with another one. I'd love to see her stats from free throw. I'd say they are very high percentage.
Yeah, most of their girls are. They don't miss many free throws.
5-point game here. 2:45 remaining. Garrison with it. Top of the key. Works the Thompson baseline drive. Kicks out now to Kendall. Swung to Walden. Walden going to drive. Goes to the hoop. Shot up. Good. Basket's good. Foul there being called. Only the second personal of the quarter against East Robertson to go with Clay County 6. 2:37 mark, and Baylor Walden drawing Clay County within three at the line to shoot.
Yeah, Walden going to the left hand, Doug,
yeah,
to finish.
Bucket's good from the free throw line. We've got a 2-point contest, 50-48, Clay County down. 2:37 remains here in the fourth. This time out taken.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball. Clay County trails by 250-48 to East Robertson. 2:37 left here. Halen Garrison, three threes for 9 points. Baylor Walden also has five. They scored all of Clay County's points in this quarter.
Good defense on them, Mount. Somehow, sophomore Allie Pinkton beats it, though. She's just that good. Now, a foul going to be caught from behind on Lacey Wicks. 2:29 mark of this fourth quarter. And once again, going to see sophomore Allie Pinkton go to the line to shoot free throw. She's 4-4 from that mark in this fourth quarter.
Well, what a response from Clay County, you guys. They were down 9. Things looked bleak. Back-to-back threes from Halen Garrison. The and-one drive from Baylor Walden. This is what you want to see in the dunk.
Oh, yeah. You got to step up to the occasion. We've done that. We just got to keep grinding it.
4 points the difference after Pinkton makes two. 52-48. Garrison with it. Top of the key. Kicks to Kendall. Left side. Now back to Garrison. Failing in a drive. Kicks back to Clark. Clark all the way in. 8-foot floater. Good. Banking in off the glass. Back to a 2-point difference here. 52-50. Pennington in the backcourt, gets to her sister, now to Gregory in the front court. And a foul called against Garrison. Very little contact now, drawing the whistles from the officials. And, you know, maybe that's what Clay's wanting, I don't know. But
I don't think he did right there, but probably not a bad foul, though.
Gregory at the line, she's not shot a free throw in some time, but she knocks it down anyway. Maybe her first of the contest.
It was.
3 points the difference. It's a mo. Doug, you mentioned it. It's an entire team. The Lady Indians shooting well from the free throw line. Garrison with it. Minute 58 and ticking. Lady Dogs down by 4. Halen out top. Kicks to Thompson. Jenna going to drive. Gives to Wicks. Wicks in the paint. Shot up. Good. Lacey Wicks knocking it down with a nice move. Bent the body around some defenders and laid it in. Oh, a travel going to be called. Good defense between Lacey Wicks and Claire Kendall. They had Lawning in a trap, and if you can get it out of the hands of Allie Pennington, the other Lady Indians apt to make a mistake. Timeout taken. Minute 40 left in this one. 54-42, Lady Dogs trail by 2.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hollow Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhollowlake.org.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Under 2 minutes And it's a two-point ball game, Daniel.
Clay County with the possession and an opportunity to tie or take a lead. Kendall with a hoop. Lays it in. We're tied up, Doug.
It's a great take by Clara there. She just read that and just threw to the hole. Nobody stepped up.
54-54. Addie Pington with it right wing. Getting down to the nitty-gritty here. Gracie Wicks with a deflection. Comes up with a steal and she's fouled. Substitute off the bench for the Indians. I apologize. I don't have her name. Number zero. She gets the personal. The personal. Comes right back out. Dunbar checking back in for her. Clay County now a chance. So what do you do, Doug? You're up, you're not up, but you're tied. Minute 15 left. What's the game plan right here?
Well, just a good solid shot. You know, you don't want to rush anything. If we go down to the last shot, we're fine. But if you get a good one, you want to take it. Other than that, you just keep working it till you get it.
Kendall out top. Kicks to Walden. Baylor now with it. Top of the key. Garrison comes out to help. 55 seconds left. Kendall back with it. So that's what we're seeing. Spreading the girls out.
Remember, guys, this lineup doesn't include our two best ball handlers, basically. Your point guard, Nella Eads, is on the bench with five fouls, of course.
A takeaway, Dunbar. Got Walden crossed up there. Now East Rome with the chance as they take a timeout. They got the chance to play for the last shot. 30.7 seconds remaining. 54-54. We'll go back to commercial break.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Locally owned and operated by Chris and Derek Hicks, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts proudly serves Clay County and surrounding areas with all their parts needs. Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or construction equipment part. And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us to check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have
Lady Indians inbound from the across the court in front of us. They work the hook to our left here.
And pressing option 3.
Katie Pington inbounds to her sister, Allie. She's defended by Lacey Weeks. Garrison comes up now for a trap. She kicks over to Katie. Katie with it, drives to the right wing. 20 seconds left, defended by Kendall. Pass inside to Gregory. Gregory at the free throw line, kicks back to Andy Pinkton. 14 seconds on the clock now. Wicks continuing to pressure the ball. A trap between Garrison and a timeout call by Kenyatta Perry. 8.6 seconds left. This timeout, another full timeout, so we're going to go to break here. We'll be back in 60 seconds. 8 seconds left in the contest, tied at 54.
You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Got a good one going here. It's 54-all between the Lady Dogs and the Lady Indians of East Robertson, guys. 8.6 seconds left. The Lady Indians have the ball, Doug. You know they're going to try to get it to Allie Pennington.
Oh, yeah. The ball's got to go there to East Robertson. We got to do a good job trying to keep it away from her.
Tinga with it in the backcourt. This is the ball game. 5 seconds of ticking. Shorts against Wicks. Lacey all over there. Good defense. They kick to Gregory. Three-pointer on this side. No good, but they say a foul. They have called a foul at the buzzer.
Woo!
man.
A foul called against Halen Garrison. I did not see the contact. I'm sure it wasn't too much, though.
Well, it happened on the way down, basically, as Garrison, you know, extended to try to close out Doug and maybe took away where she her landing spot a little bit, but nothing on the arm, I didn't think.
Well, it had to be something with the landing because she was...
One of those deals where I'm putting a body on you to box you out after the shot. So, a discussion now at the scores table.
They're going to put time on. That's what they're talking about now.
We've got Gregory at the line. She's 2 of 2 from there on free throw here in this fourth quarter. 2 of 2 in the contest, for that matter, from that spot. Is sophomore number one, Kelsey Gregory. Gregory, my understanding, going to have 3 free throws coming here. She hits one of them. It'll break this 54-54 tie, and they have put 0.3 seconds on the clock. The first free throw, good.
And with 0.3, you can't get a legal shot up. It's got to be a tip or a tap right here.
So this one all but done. So we're shooting just 2? Because they're saying it wasn't a shooting foul? Because it was a foul on the floor after? Was it even that rough?
I guess so.
Timeout taken. We're staying on air here.
So it's just of 2 attempts.
Yeah, so he's calling it after the shot foul right there.
Well, that's all I could have saw.
Okay.
Is that, like I say, Garrison closing out, ran into her on when they both landed. So it was after the shot. You're right, Daniel.
54-55. Lady Dogs trail by 1. Now, they've given a full timeout here. There's 50 seconds on the clock. Layup for this timeout. Only 0.3 seconds left on the clock, Doug, of game time. Now, you mentioned from an official standpoint, how's this got to go down?
Well, it's got to be a tip. We can't catch and shoot. You've got to have 0.4 or more to get a legal shot off. So this is you got to tip it. So
yeah, and you're looking, you know.
A full court inbound here.
Does Clay County have somebody that can throw it to the rim? I mean, that's what you have to do.
You know, Baylor maybe. That's who I'd have down there throwing it would be Baylor.
Does look like Walden's inbound.
Of course, you want Wicks on the other end.
Yeah. I'll show you the shot. We're going to have 4 on this baseline. Walden to inbound.
Looks like you're going to put somebody on the ball right here, too. So
I'll pan the camera quickly here to try to give you a view. 0.3 seconds. Walden with 5 seconds inbound once they blow it live here. Whistles blow. Timeout taken by Coach Walker. We're going to go ahead and take this one with them. 0.3 seconds when we come back. We'll play 1 half. Come back, make sure we don't miss this dramatic finish.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. East Robertson leads Clay County 55-54, 0.3 seconds left, Daniel. One last chance for the Lady Dogs.
Walden inbound. They blow it in live, hand her the ball. I'm going to go ahead and go this way. There's the touch. It goes up. There's the foul. No whistles. Ball. Allie Pennington roughhouse at Macy Wicks. The black, purple, and gold faithful who made the trip livid that there was no whistle. Much more contact than we just saw. That one goes final, though, and I'm upset, too. 55-54, it's over with. Clay County losing this when they split with East Robertson during regular season play. Perhaps we'll meet again in the Region 4A tournament.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or pay for unexpected expenses?
If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and locking in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161 for both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to East Robertson High School here in Cross Plains, Tennessee. We just saw a good one between the Lady Indians of East Robertson and the Lady Dogs of Clay County as the Lady Dogs unfortunately fall by 1 point, 55-54, guys. And what a game it was, back and forth throughout between two really good teams. Clay County led 15-8. At the end of the first quarter, got up by as many as 10 midway through the second. And then here come East Robertson, closed out the first half, made it a 26-26 tie. And then they kind of started building on it in the third quarter, Doug. They led by as many as 9 at one point. We lost to Ella Eads, who's the leading scorer. She went out with foul trouble and had some young girls step up that kept Clay County in this game. And what a finish we had.
Well, Halen just took control of the game when Ella went out and got us back in the game. Two straight threes, and then Baylor gets an old-fashioned three to get us right back where we need to be, and we had the opportunities down the stretch to win the game.
And then, Daniel, I know, you know, we look at it through, as you say, black, purple, and gold glasses.
Yeah.
Down the stretch there, there's some – the officials kind of got involved late. Doug, I know you've been there. Kind of one of those, you, most of the time you let go, isn't it? Fouled after the last second three-point shot, basically. Sent them to the line. They made one of the free throws, which ended up being deciding margin.
Yeah, typically in a game like we had right there, no more than we had on that play that Halen got called on, you pass on that. But if you do call that, you've got to have that call at the end of the game. You know,
sure.
You can't have one, not the other. And that's what we had right there, unfortunately.
Yeah, like you said, Daniel, regular season ball game, and it was a good one, though.
Yeah, you know, and at the end of the day, everybody remembers the finish, but Clay County had opportunities during this contest that they simply did not capitalize on. It never should have been in that situation to start with.
Yeah, I totally agree. I did like the way the girls stepped up in the end. I think that's going to be big moving forward for Clay County, Doug. You know, give them the confidence to know they can.
Well, and your best player on the floor tonight for sure was Ella.
Right.
And she goes out. So the positive is we stepped up. We're down 9 right there and come back and had a chance to win that game. So that's what you're building off of going into next week. That's the positives. I mean, you played hard and had a shot. When you got down 9, you could pretty much just called it in. We didn't do that. Real good job, our girls, to keep playing.
For East Robertson, they were led by Allie Pennington. She was held scoreless in the first quarter, just had 7 at halftime, 1-3 in the third, but closed it out at the free throw line for her team. She had 19. Hester Wallace had 12. Sophie Lawning, 7. Katie Pennington, 9. Kelsey Gregory, 5. And Lily Dunbar, 2. So we know how good Pennington is, Daniel, and thought we did a great job on her, but still 19 points.
100%. Lacey Wicks, when she was on her, Jenna Thompson, the rest of the time. Between those two, you've got to celebrate what they did to hold her to that through two games, two times this year. That's great.
And we talked about it. Somebody's going to have to step up for Clay County. Ella East did that, led the way with 17 points, and she didn't even get to play much of the fourth quarter, though.
Yeah, that was huge. Ella, her game tonight kept us where we needed to be early, and then, you know, when she went to the bench, we stepped up and helped her, but she was the difference in our game tonight for sure.
And then almost four others in double figures, though, guys. Lacey Wicks did get there with 10. Claire Kendall, Haley Garrison both with 9. Baylor Walden with 8. Jenna Thompson with 1. So, Daniel, that's getting closer to what we need.
It is. When we beat them, last month, it was with four girls in double figures. Felt just shy of that today. Had we got there again, guess what? Would have had that win. So, It's a good growing game for Coach Walker and this team right before district play. Going to make them a better squad as we get into January, February.
Again, Clay County falls 55-54 in a nail biter here at East Robertson. This is Lady Dog Wrap Us from brought to you by Eco Vinyls of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, more sustainable home at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. EcoPounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. The girls' game was great. We got boys' action coming up next.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts Free Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth preview to Bulldog Basketball, brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your need.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brannon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exterior, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic courthouse square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Macon Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Hopper Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog Basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show. Time now for the Cumberland Exterior Boys 7A update. Much like the girls, lots of recent action that we'll chronicle here going back to Friday, December the 27th. Clay County beat Cosby that evening, 64-53. Pickett County beat Midway, 73-39. Gordonsville lost to West, 35-73. Clark Range lost to Sunbright, 53-62. Then on Saturday, the 28th, Clay County beat Meigs County, 79-58. Pickett lost to Kingston, 46-68. Gordonsville lost to Morristown West, 40-62. And Clark Range boys beat Rockwood, 46-26. Then on Monday, the 30th, Gordonsville lost to Cock County, 57-71. Today's action, 7-2 Clay County right here at 0-7 East Robertson. And then 9-4 Pickett County. Now it says it was tomorrow. I don't know if it's today or tomorrow. 9-4 Pickett County at 7-2 Cookeville. So lots of Christmas tournament action going on. Doug, the big takeaway for me, Gordonsville losing their last three straight. Of course, they played Knox West, Morristown West, and Cobb County. I know nothing about those schools other than probably they're bigger than Gordonsville.
Yeah, probably four times the size of Gordonsville, so athletes probably pretty well. But that's what you see during tournament time in Christmas. You're up in that schedule, getting those tough teams. You know, losses, you hate to lose, but losses don't mean a lot to you through Christmas. It's just preparing you for the next, and I'm sure those games are big games to help Gordonsville get prepared for the next step, same way with Pickett County.
Well, I remember in some of those years when Coach Edwards might be on a 12, 13-game win streak, you know, at the first half of the season, and you would go into the Christmas break, oftentimes in a certain sense, he would hope that they would lose a contest somewhere, maybe up in Kentucky at a Christmas Classic or going over to North Carolina that one year just to keep them focused and recentered and not get too on too big of a streak. So sometimes a loss can make a team better. We know that.
Well, and it takes some pressure off of you.
Yeah.
You know, when you're sitting there with that big zero in the loss column, sometimes you don't play the way you need to play sometimes. So
right.
that loss kind of keeps you centered in to where you need to be and all that. So losses ain't bad if they're good losses.
Absolutely. That boy 7-8 update has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll go ahead on this H&H on Equipment Parts pregame show with the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off, brought to us by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Guys, a rematch here. Back on December the 6th in Joe Sims Gym, it was Clay County winning 68-61 against East Robertson. I was not there that night, but a dramatic finish, a couple technical fouls. I know from the East Robertson squad, we had four players that night in double figures, those being Lance Burgett, Nate Adams, Cole Leeds, and Warner Melton. Do we have to have another huge offensive output to win here today, or what do we need to see, guys? What do you think?
I think offensive is going to be solid. I think we just need to continue what we've done through the holiday break. Some of the best basketball of the year for our team. Solid defense, no silly fouls. And I think that's where you continue that tonight, and you ought to be in pretty good shape.
Thomas, I think, you know, we've talked about it off air. Clay County, under the tutelage of 25-year vet Rob Edwards, right now, the last three games of the year, playing the best basketball of the season. 7-2 record this year. Of course, the Jellicoe game, not counting, was leading that in the fourth. But only losses coming to Livingston Academy and Jackson County, that in the first game of the year. So this Clay County team, a lot of potential here.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, you're talking about it in the district update. You know, when you look at Pickett County and Gordonsville, I think you got to put Clay County right there with them, and then a lot tribute to Coach Edwards, 25 years at the helm, just like you said, Doug, and he kind of gotten control of this team. These guys are buying in, and they're playing really solid basketball.
Well, this team grew up a lot in the last 3 weeks, probably. We went from wondering what our bench could do for us to having Warner coming up and stepping up big time, being one of our better players on the year so far. So that's huge.
No doubt. Folks, that's been the full coverage final word brought to you by Shock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sonny today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for Gone Country Cafe to serve up the Bulldogs starting lineups. The East Robertson Indians led by head coach Kurt Caton. They are 0-7 on the year, according to Coach T. Have not won a contest. They do round that seven-game losing streak into tonight's action. They play out of District 8, single A, starting four, East Robertson. At least the last time out that we played them, junior number 0, Jalen Bass, sophomore number 4, Luke O'Brien, senior number 10, Dalton Gregory, junior number 11, Luke Hall, and a senior number 24, Mac Luckett. The Clay County Bulldogs, their head coach, Rob Edwards, 25th season overall, 545 wins to 220 losses, a 7-2 record this year. Of course, Clay County playing out of District 7, single A. The Dogs do ride a three-game winning streak into tonight's contest. Starting four, Clay County. Junior number 2, Cole Eads. Senior number 3, Lance Burgett. Junior number 4, Nolan Adams. Senior number 10, Nate Adams. And a senior number 34, Hayden Adams. Starting lineup has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves up country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials until 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Stepping into the block, we see Luke Hall and Hayden Adams. Adams going to control the tip. Nolan going to save it, gets it back to Hayden. Hayden will pick up and give to Lance, and we'll run the half-court offense. This one underway. Clay County, the visiting team wearing those black visiting jerseys, gold numerals on them. They shoot at the hoop to our left during this first half. East Rob, the home team, they wear their white jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in maroon. Actually, maroon numbers trimmed in black on those white jerseys. They will work at the hoop to our right during the first half of play.
Good ball movement to start with Clay County. Get Lance a good look, then a good job on the glass to get the ball back.
Matchup of some pretty recently removed state champs here. Of course, Clay County, the 21 state champs. East Rob, the 22 state champs. Nolan Adams called for the first foul of the contest. I'm going to try to keep a tally here on the fouls better in this one because we were duped along with the Clay County bench during the girls' contest concerning the foul tally for Ella Eads. Of course, you know Coach Walker would have probably had a bit of a modified playing schedule for her during that stretch if he had known she had four. He thought she had three. But either way, all things are meant for a reason, and we had to learn to play without her for a few minutes. So, 7-minute mark of this one. First quarter action, looking for the first score of the contest. East Rob with it, pushing it inside to Perry. Perry with it, top of the key, fires the three. Too strong off the back of the iron, kept alive by Gregory. Gregory now going to fire the three. Actually, that was Cope. His three-pointer no good. Rebound Nolan Adams. Pass ahead to Cole Eads. Eads to Burchett in the corner. Lance going to dribble to the wing. Now goes baseline. Puts on the brakes. Kicks out Tom. Pass taken away. Cope with it for the Indians. Gets to the hoop. Runs over a man. They're going to call a defensive foul against Cole Eads. And we'll see, I think, senior Connor Cope go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, Eads not hardly getting set there in transition, Doug, and but that's one of those bang-bang plays to go either way.
The leg may have started to lean a little before that contact got there, too. So,
first one's way too strong by Cope. Second one now, in and out, no good. Rebound, Nate Adams. Scoreless here. 6:20 mark, first quarter.
He gets a good bucket right here.
You see extended man defense out of East Robertson. They're really out on all the passes.
Nolan Adams drives, spins, shoots, in and out, no good. Really nice job there and a good look. One he needs to take every time, just did not fall.
Yeah, he kind of run the set to get him singled right there and got what we wanted, just didn't go down.
Nolan making a return to the lineup in Herman against Mix County after sitting out a couple of games and played really well. I thought it was his best game of the season up at the Herman Christmas Classic against Mix County. Just did all the things that he's so good at and did them well that day. And just as explosive as a person as you'll see out on the basketball court.
Yeah, and when he's scoring, that makes us a different team, too.
Yeah, it does, you know, because Nolan brings so much in terms of a defender. But when he's got the offensive output going as well, we're pretty tough. Three ball, no good from the corner by East Rob, getting the rebound and putting it back, though, was senior Connor Cope. And we're going to see a delay of game called against East Robertson for hitting the ball there. Saw a couple of those against, where was we at where there were multiple delay of games? Can't remember. Macon County over the Fayette that night. First time I had seen one in 8 years broadcasting. There was two early in that game, already one here at the East Robertson. Simply coming from hitting the ball after the bucket and delaying the game. Lance Burchett with it. Set back three ball right side. No good. Rebound. Perry for East Rob. Indians up 2-0. 4:44 mark of this first quarter.
Yeah, this one off to a slow start here. And, you know, it's been the second chance opportunities, really, for East Robertson, Doug. They have this 2-point lead.
Yeah, they took advantage of the second chance. We've had some good looks and just hadn't made them, so they'll settle in.
Luckett with it, right side, defended by Burchett. Kicks over to Perry. Perry, top of the key. Works against Eads. Swings over into the hands of Gregory. Gregory defended by Adams. Cope now works against Nate Adams. He travels, gets away with it, dishes off to a teammate, Mack Luckett, who knocks down the three-pointer from right wing. Reverse layup, no good by Nate Adams.
Another good page right there. Like I said, we're getting some pretty good looks. We just got to get something to go.
5-0. Indians up early in this one. 3:40 and ticking first quarter. Dalton Gregory with it, right wing. Inside the Perry, offensive foul call.
Nice defense there by Cole, cooking the chest.
First team foul against the Indians. Clay came with two early in this one.
I'll drive around a little set for Nate, get him going right here, try to get us a bucket.
On the floor for Clay County, those were original five starters of the Adams brothers, joined by cousin Hayden Adams, Lance Burchett, and Cole Eats. Nate inside, as you mentioned, Doug, now he's going to go to the line where he is fouled. On the season, Nate Adams leading this squad offensively, of course, averaging 18.7 points per contest. Shooting kind of low from the free throw line, 60%. 21 of 35 from that location coming into this contest. Missed the first one there, I believe. Seconds away. Good. So Clay Kenny on the board. First point, perhaps the most important here.
Well, it is. That gives you a chance to set up your press. We like to put pressure on.
There it is. Nolan Adams on the takeaway. Here's the bucket. Changes everything, doesn't it? Another takeaway. Nolan Adams using that elite speed. And I talked about Nolan being the most explosive player, and he is. Each of them have their own set of skills and their own type of athleticism. And Nolan, even more so than his brother Nate, just as far as lightning in a bottle, he's got that Alec Kerr type quickness with that first step and can just do stuff.
You look at this team, you got four defensive backs out there.
That's
they're going to read that ball well.
And they certainly do. Turnover here by East Rob, and something else attributed to that pressure. It gets in the head, so you saw point guard Cope there throwing it away, Thomas.
Yeah, a little three-quarter trap look right there out of Coach Edwards, something you don't see a whole lot. And called East Robertson off guard.
Burchett with it, top of the key, swings to Adams. Nolan, that is. He gives to Eads. Now to Lance. Lance drives baseline, 10-foot jumper, good.
And I thought he might have got hit a little right there, but that was a nice shot by Lance.
Yeah,
right
it
there.
Was. We're tied up, guys, 5-5. So a 5-0 run for East Rob to open the game, a 5-0 run for Clay County to knot it up here. 2:22 mark up this first quarter. And finally playing basketball after a real slow start. Perry with it. And once again, East Rob, very similar to the girls. No true big for the East Rob boys here. Nobody posted up inside. Perry with it, right wing, gives the Cope. Over to Luckett. Perimeter passing as we go towards the end of this first quarter. Three-pointer by Cope, left side, no good. Rebound, Cole leads. Deflected by Hayden Adams, picked up by Cole. Lance, three-pointer, left side. In and out, no good. Rebound, down low by Cole leads, working hard, loses the handle. And now we see Warner Melton and Reese Adams checking into the contest. First substitutions of the game for Clay County. Subs coming in as well for East Robertson. See junior Chris Groves check into the contest.
And that's what you like, getting back to your normal rotation where you can make those changes at the end of the quarter.
Groves, full head of steam, passes ahead. Shot from Luke Hall, no good. Got his own rebound and a jump ball called. The East Rob faithful across the way wanted a foul call against Reese Adams, but not the case. Reese getting the jump ball call instead. Nice job by him. Of course, Reese, one of the thickest basketball players I've seen Clay County had in the Keaton Arms a few years ago, rivaling Reese in terms of thickness, upper body. But, of course, Reese, the new single-season tackle leader for Bulldog football, and he looks pretty imposing out there in that basketball uniform, guys.
Yeah, he's put together well.
He's worked hard to get it. Of course, his family helping run the DHL CrossFit gym there in Salina, and you can pretty often find Reese's truck sitting outside working out. 45 seconds left in this first quarter. Groves with it out top, free throw. Hands off to Cope. Now Luckett. Luckett defended by Burchett. Two pretty evenly matched teams here. Now, guys, according to Coach T, East Robertson 0-17 this year. They've lost to Gordonsville, McEwen, Clay County, White House, Heritage, Portland, White House, and Pearl Cone. So a tough schedule, I guess. But over at this point. Now, only 0-7, I don't know if that's a complete schedule for them, but you think they would have played more than that, but Clay County, only 9 official games under their belt.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, hard to say. I mean, you can see they're a nice athletic team, and their head coach doing a good job of the game plan so far, slowing Clay County down.
Yeah, and they've done that pretty well at our place, too. We just got them to turn it over early and got a big lead, and then they fought back into that one. But they're patient.
15 seconds left in the quarter. Nate Adams out top. Time ball game, 5-5. First quarter. Nate going to drive in, gets to the left block, shot up. Whistles blow. Nate going to go back to the line to shoot again. He's 1-1 from the free throw, 1-2, rather, from the free throw line at this point.
It's nice to have a Nate. Like I said, we went through a little spurt where we didn't score, and I said, we're going to run a set to get him some touch, and that's what they've done. Now they're kind of taking off with him. Of course, we want to score so we can get in our press.
Nate hits the first of those free throws. Yeah, Nate Adams, just one of the all-time great athletes to ever come through any school in Clay County, whether it be the Old Sana High School, Hermitage Springs School, or Clay County High School. Just outstanding talent and just so well-rounded in what he's able to do.
Well, he's not one-dimensional. You know, a lot of scores are, that's what they do. He does everything, so.
6.8 seconds. Nate hits both of those free throws. Puts Clay County up 7-5. East Drive final shot of this first quarter. A three-pointer that falls a little bit short. After one, it's Clay County 7, East Drive 5.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to East Robertson High School for Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Kind of a slow start here in the boys' game as Clay County leads East Robertson 7-5, headed into the second quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Not much to talk about. Nate Adams leading the way for Clay County with 3 points. Lance Burgett and Nolan Adams both with a bucket each. For East Robertson, Mac Luckett has a three-pointer, and Connor Cope, 2 points. For the Indians, as Clay County leads 7-5. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee. For the better part of two decades, Copeland's has become a cornerstone in the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way, Daniel.
8 minutes on the clock, second quarter underway. Groves with it out top in a trap, hands off to Hall. Hall going to drive, loses the handle. Loose ball picked up by Hayden Adams. Clay County now with the possession. Out, they pass ahead to Nate. Nate in the corner, gives to Lance. Lance going to drive into the paint, layup. Ooh, no good from left side. Nice job by Lance. He draws the foul, going to go to the line. All these Clay County guards so good at getting to the hoop. I think maybe Nolan the best as far as just getting to the hoop. But that's the thing, Doug. We've talked about it over and over. Everybody on the floor, as far as the guards go particularly, they can all score. And they can all drive. They can all shoot outside. All of them are such well-rounded basketball players. Just makes it hard to defend Clay County.
It does. And, you know, of course, we take three of them. Lance, Nate, and Nolan's always done that. But this year, Coley's done that, and Warner's done that, where they didn't do that a lot last year. Now I've got five guys taking to the rim on you at the guard position.
Absolutely. And Hayden Adams from his post spot, and Reese when he's in, they've been doing a good job of cleaning things up in the paint. And, of course, as you mentioned, sometimes Coach Edwards choosing to go five wide and play five guards. Yeah, without a post, and I don't know what we're most dangerous in those situations.
And I don't know if you might not say that tonight because they don't really play a post.
No. A couple of empty possessions back and forth, Thomas, for both teams here. Just two really athletic teams just taken away from each other.
Yeah, just all-out effort from both sides. The pace is pretty frantic up and down, but once they get in the half court, they're very deliberate.
And, of course, we want that pace. And like I said, we're good at adjusting to our half-court offense if we need to. Same with East Robertson.
8-5 the score. Clay County with the three-point lead. Three ball fired from left corner. No good. Rebounded, though, by an Indian. His putback no good. Rebound to Lance Burgess. So two shots for the Indians, two air balls. One of them from point-blank range. Nate Adams to the hoop, misses his layup. Rebound Groves. Almost saw some contact there, I felt like, but maybe Nate does such a good job of bending the body, he may have evaded the contact. Luckett with it, works cross-court to Groves, inside now to Hall. Hall tries to go down low to a teammate, don't have number 34's number or name. Did you catch it, Thomas?
I don't.
6:19 mark, second quarter, low score in the fire here, 8-5, a baseball score between these basketball teams right now. 6:15 mark of the second.
You know, I don't know about East Robertson, but it's been almost a week since Clay County, the Bulldogs, have been on the floor. So.
Yeah, and had some time off as well. Came in and practiced yesterday, but had enjoyed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off. That's rare that you have the opportunity as a coach to do that. So Coach Edwards kind of seeing the last chance of the season, really, to have 4 days off for his team and get healed up and enjoying some time with their families as the three-pointer is taken and hit by Dalton Gregory and came in and practiced yesterday. But, 4 days off, something that probably won't be seen again for this Clay County team as far as rest and practice.
No, if you get a four-day off now, weather's happening.
Yeah.
Because it's after you get out of the first year, it's just you're playing two a week, if not three. So.
5:45 mark of this second quarter. 8-8 the score. Nate with it. Kicks to Nolan. Nolan, three ball right side, too strong. Rebound Hayden. Hayden loses the handle. I think he was helped out of bounds, and they do call the foul.
Yeah.
Groves going to be called for the pushing foul from behind. We'll see Clay County inbound from the baseline off to our left. Of course, Clay County winners of three straight. They beat South Pitt, Cosby, and Meigs County consecutively prior to this contest. Coach Edwards has never lost the contest against East Robertson. He has met them on seven prior occasions, 7-0 record against the Indians during his 25-year career.
That's pretty impressive because typically you come in this place, they're solid. So.
Yeah. Of course, we talked earlier during the girls' game about the massive region championship of 2022 that was hosted and held right here in this gym. Of course, Clay County coming in big winners in that contest, led by seniors Eli Smith, Jeff Spivey, and Grant Strong. And just a great contest in that game.
Now, one of the better games I've seen in the past year.
Of course, East Drive was at full strength, had all the groves in. I had trouble even calling the action because there were so many on the floor today. Only one grove's in action for head coach Kirk Caton. 4:40 mark of this second quarter, 8-10 the score. Clay County in front by two. Three ball taken, left side, no good. Picked back up by Lance Burchett. Lance going to come the other way. Drives into the paint, kicks the co-leads three up, no good. Kept alive by Nolan, rebounded by Nate. Nate threw contact, going to fire a three, no good. Kept alive by Hayden Adams, great hustle by this Clay County team. Walked in to get our broadcast table earlier today, and a drill was starting. I heard Coach Edwards say to the guys, we've been jogging after too many rebounds. And they did some kind of drill that was supposed to increase their hustle towards loose ball rebounds, and we're seeing it today, guys, as Nate Adams is hitting a three right there. Three different opportunities created by offensive rebounds right on that end.
Yeah, and that's huge. You know, get the opportunities for second chance points.
3:50 mark of this second quarter. Clay County with a 5-point lead. Ties their biggest lead of the night. Cope with it. Kicks back over to Hall in the corner. Hall drives. They call him for the travel. Put on the brakes and his feet scooted. It was actually Dalton Gregory who traveled. Is Reese Adams and Warner Melton check back in. Nolan Adams and Hayden Adams going to check out. On the floor joining Warner and Reese, or Lance Burchett, co-leads, and Nate Adams.
And Coach Irvin's got to feel good about this lineup, too. Like I said, he's got his rotation. He subbed and he didn't lose anything. I mean, you've got the same team on the floor, just two different guys.
And he gained some size inside with Reese over Hayden. There's a three-pointer set by Lance Burchett. 3:15 and ticking, and all of a sudden, Clay County has East Drive doubled up, 16-8. Take away here. Reese Adams putting on a burst of speed. Gets the loose ball. Knocks it to Warner. Warner to Cole. Taken back away by Groves for East Robertson. Chris Groves, the junior with it. Left wing. Crosses up by the fender. Drives to the hoop. Loses his glasses and goes to the free throw line with the foul.
You know, we see something right there from Reese that people don't realize. He's as athletic as anybody on this floor. You know, you look at anything. You know, Reese is... He can't move, but he can move.
Yeah.
That was a pretty nice athletic play he just made.
It was. You know, the burst of speed there for him as well. Nolan coming back to the scores table. He'll check in. Cole Eads will check out. And you just see that frequent, constant rotation going on between these top seven players for Coach Edwards, keeping people fresh. Just such a big strength there. And, you know, defensively, it'd almost be hard to keep up with at times. I picked up on it during the Meigs County contest the other day. We frequently were subbing, and frequently as a defender, you may be changing who you're guarding,
yeah.
And that makes things tough.
It does. You got to really know your matchups.
Warner Melton with a nice rebound, put back no good. Nolan Adams now going to be fouled from behind. Oh, a jump ball called rather than a foul, and I understand that. It was Connor Cope coming from behind, getting on the basketball and the jump ball call.
And again, just great effort for Clay County to get on the boards right there and keep that going.
16-8, 2:37 mark of the second. Nolan going to inbound the Lance. Lance out top. Got a mismatch inside. Huge size advantage between Reese Adams and the guy defending him in terms of thickness of body at least. Three ball from Lance Burchett. Who needs to go inside when you got Lance Burchett? Drains another three-pointer.
But I think that's what helped open that up. We started looking at Reese, and there they doubled it up. Then just two good passes, we got that open shot.
Groves with it. 19-8 to score. Thomas Clay County on a big run here.
Yeah, 9-0 at this point. Lance Burchett with two threes. And actually, it's more than that. 11-0 run for Clay County.
Make it, ooh, hopefully 13-0 is Warner Melton going to go to the line. We saw another steal. Doug, you alluded to the quickness of Reese Adams a few minutes ago. He poked the ball loose from an Indian a few moments ago. Nolan picked up loose ball steal, so another good defensive play sparked by Reese Adams.
Yeah, and that's what you like to see as a coach, you know, defense turned to offense.
Melton misses that first free throw. Warner on the season, 53% free throw shooter, 8 of 15 made, coming into today's contest. Warner averaging 7.1 points per contest this year. Hits the second. Minute 55 left in this first half. 20-8. Clay County with a 12-point lead. Groves with it out top, works against co-leads. Hands off to a teammate. I don't have his number, and he travels. I didn't even see that one. The official sure did, though. Blew it immediately on him, didn't he? So more subbing. Nate now going to get a breather so we can see that continued rotation of these seven Bulldog basketball players for Coach Edwards. Melton with it. Gets to the free throw line. His jumper a little short. Rebound Groves.
Well, I had a little contact on that shot.
Yeah, the officials letting the boys play a little more than they did the girls. They kind of got a little touchy during that girls game, I thought. Groves going to fire the three. He's short on that one. Rebound Reese Adams. Outlet pass to Nolan Adams. Somehow Warner gets knocked down from behind. No whistles were blown. You know, you talk about, we talked about basketball championships here between these two schools in recent years. Had some good football seasons out of both of these programs, too. Of course, Clay County bringing home that silver ball in 2022. East Robertson, they advanced and played for one 2 years ago. No, 23 season, last football season. They brought home silver, I believe, in that regard. And baseball, Doug, you may know the stats on that. East Rob has multiple baseball state championships, do they not?
Four or five, I think, there.
And, of course, going back to your time, East Rob had some great teams and some state titles, I think, in the mid-'80s as well.
Yeah, they, my senior year, they beat us in the semis of the region and won the state that year. Just solid teams and a bunch of Groves on that team.
As Groves adds a bucket here from the block, official timeout called. I think Groves may have lost his glasses again. Got them regathered.
10-point ball game, guys, under 30 seconds to go, and that Groves bucket stopped the run at 12-0 for Clay County as they gain control here, Daniel.
20-10, the score, 10 points the difference. Clay County with the chance to play for the last shot here. 15 seconds left in the second quarter. Nolan Adams with it, works against Luckett, uses a co-lead screen, works to the right all the way to the hoop, shot up, good. Nolan Adams doing it all on that play, hovered in the air just to evade the defender and get the shot off. Indians on the inbound, 1 second left, desperation three at the buzzer, falls a little short. The first half ends here at East Robertson High School, and it's the hometown Indians trailing the Bisden Bulldogs. East Rob 10, Clay County 22.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes.
your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to East Robertson, Tennessee. Actually, East Robertson High School in Cross Plains, Tennessee, for the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show. The Dogs leading the Indians 22-10 here at the break. This time for the first half breakdown. Brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Low scoring affair here is just 7-5 in favor of Clay County at the end of the first quarter. And it was tied at 8 with 6 minutes to go in the first half before Clay County ripped off a 12-0 run. It ended up being 14-2 overall to close out the first half. And they lead by 12, 22-10 here as they outscored East Robertson 15-5 in the second stanza behind 9 points. From Lance Burchett to lead the Bulldogs. He had 2 threes during that stretch there in the second quarter. Nate Adams up to 8 points here at the half. Also had a three-pointer in that run. Nolan Adams, 4 points for Clay County. Warner Melton, 1 off the bench. For East Robertson, Dalton Gregory has 3. Mac Luckett has 3. Chris Groves, 2. And Connor Cope, 2. As they were held to 5 points apiece by this Clay County defense in the first two quarters of this one. Again, Clay County leads 22-10 here at the break in Cross Plains against East Robertson. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account. Find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more. Go online and see what they offer at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live on the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Clay County up by 12 points here at the break. Low scoring affair. Clay County 22, East Rob 10. About 3 minutes left before third quarter action begins here on the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. That means it's time for the Subway Trivia Challenge brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail or Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at a Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Last time out, it was former head coach Joe Sims who was the winner of the Subway Trivia Challenge. He was out driving that day. I think he's doing the same today. Perhaps he could be a back-to-back winner. Here is today's trivia challenge question. In 2006, Coach Edwards and the Dogs met East Robertson, and they advanced to 11-3 on the season after beating the Indians 66-51. What player scored 22 points, including 15 made free throws, in that Bulldog win? We'll read that one more time. In the 2006 season, Coach Edwards and the Dogs met East Robertson, and they advanced to 11-3 on the season after beating the Indians 66-51. What player scored 22 points, including 15 made free throws, in that Bulldog win? If you think you know that answer, send in your, well, we had our quick one. Somebody even beat Doug. Doug immediately knew it. He sent in the response, well, we've got somebody that beat him. So didn't even get to read it all there twice. We've got Mr. Tyler Kerr sending in the correct answer. Could have been his son, Tate. I don't know. Somebody from the Tyler Kerr household says John Godwin, and that's 100% right. Doug, you immediately knew it, sent it in. Of course, some folks I thought might throw out Sager Walden there. Of course, also another great scorer, a current Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member, is Sager Walden on that team. John Godwin, another that perhaps soon will be enshrined in the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame in future years. He was a great player in his time, certainly a worthy candidate. But it was the correct answer, so congratulations to Tyler on that win. He does verify it was him with that one, not Maddie or Brittany or Tate. It was Tyler coming in with the win. So Tyler will be receiving a free sub certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person online or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. When we get back to school next week, I will send out the football ones that are laying on my desk from the Subway Trivia Challenge. For those of you who are still waiting on that, it'll be coming very soon. And when the basketball season ends, we'll collect those basketball ones from Greg and Melissa Brandon and send those out, Thomas. So a delay in the reception of them, but they always come through.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Eventually, for sure. We appreciate, of course, Greg and Melissa Brandon for sponsoring that contest for a long time now. The Subway Trivia Challenge, pretty popular here on the Horizon Sports Network for sure. Daniel, and thank you for putting that together every week.
Why, no trouble. No trouble. Always fun to do.
Also, another guest, our last winner, Sean Melton, prior to Joe Sims, also had the right answer with John Godwin. So plenty of participation here today also.
Yes, Sean's starting to develop a prowess for his trivia picking. Nolan Adams comes up with a steal, I think. He's probably going to be called for the foul.
Yeah, I got the steal and kind of tangled up and tripped him there. Good defense play with Nolan again.
Nolan playing well here today, as is everyone. Good clean game again by Clay County. I was impressed with that in the Hiram and Christmas Classic games. Just staying out of foul trouble. And once again today, the entire squad, nobody in foul trouble at this point. Nate kicks to Nolan. Nolan drives to the left block. Floater, no good. Rebound, East Rob. 7:15 and ticking third quarter. Clay County with a 12-point lead. 22-10, one of the lower scoring games we've seen at the half. Perry missing the shot for East Rob. Quickly, Clay Kenny the other way. Nate Adams hit this shot. Thomas, you wanted a foul there, I think.
Well, he got hit pretty hard with the
pretty
body
contact right there, for sure.
The officials wanting a quick result here today, I suppose. It was an early tip. And with a near two-hour drive, that's always appreciated.
And just, you know, we've talked about Nate Adams all the time, but the strength right there to take that shot, Doug, and finish.
Yeah, that's the big. You know, a lot of players can get that ball into there, but they can't finish because they ain't strong enough, and Nate's definitely strong enough.
Nate has that ability similar to Tyreek Key or Grant Strong to hang up in the air.
Right.
It's almost like, you know, like if I jump, I immediately start coming back down. You know, they somehow can just hold position in the air, and Nolan a touch of that same ability himself, but
yeah.
You know, I don't know. Nate goes up there, hovers, manipulates the body, takes the contact, as you were talking about, and somehow stays in the air during that whole process.
You can still jump?
Not much, but I still got
I'm not going to cry.
I come down pretty quick. Always did. Foul call against Clay County, a ghost call there from, according to the Black, Purple, and Gold Faithful. I simply wasn't watching. I was talking about my inability to jump. Nolan Adams called for the personal, and once again, we simply didn't see it. I think it came from the same official that called the Garrison box out foul at the end of the game, so he's been known to make one or two up along today. First one away, and no good for Luckett. 24-10. Got to be easy on officials, though. Tough job. And, Doug, I know you did it for a long time. And let's be honest, we've got a – you know, we were blessed for years through the 90s, especially lots of veterans, even in the early 2000s. And there's still some veterans out there that we have the privilege of having. Some of these guys, they're pretty inexperienced, and they're becoming better with each game they call. But I know there was a shortage a year or two ago that still exists. And we simply don't have those long-term officials like we once did.
No, and back when I was refereeing, I'd done it 26 years, we had a roster of officials to where if you wasn't doing what you needed to do, you didn't go because we had plenty of officials. We don't have that anymore.
Right, everybody having to up their game just to get the job, right?
That's it.
Hayden Adams with his back to the basket on that last Clay County possession, and Nate Adams looked like he was going to throw it down.
Sure did.
They look like he's going to try to cock that and hammer it a little bit.
Makes me wonder whether or not he can, because he certainly seemed high enough to out there.
Clay County rolling up 17 now.
Looking to extend here. Good defense. Hayden Adams comes up with a loose ball, knocked out of bounds. Last off of the Indians, Clay County with another possession.
That was a great defense ever there, but Hayden, you know, he got to be out on the rebound and just took it away.
He did.
Lance Burchett on them, man. Comes across the timeline with it. 5-10 and ticking third quarter, 28-11. The score, Clay County, it feels pretty insurmountable at this time. Guys, we're near the midpoint of this third quarter. East Rob only with 11 points. Of course, we talked about it. Hayden Adams with a nice jumper there. 8-foot variety knocking it down. East Rob, well coached, has some athleticism, but simply, I guess, just not strong this year. They are winless on the season. Nice little play there. Luckett with the assist, and it was Luke Hall with the finish, 30-13. Nolan Adams spins. Offensive foul call against Nolan. Subjective at best there. So that's the third personal, I believe, against Nolan, yes.
That was a tough one right there.
Yeah.
He spun into him a little, but that was a pretty good move right there, Manola.
Of course, when we travel over west of I-65, as we are today, we run into a different group of officials that we're not used to, and that always takes some adjustment as well. 4:25 and ticking third quarter. Cole leads with good defense on Cope here near a five-second count, but Cope making progress in his drive there, I suppose. Three ball, misses everything off of the junior Luke Hall. Rebound Nate Adams, kicks ahead to Cole Eads. Eads in the paint, goes to the hoop, he's fouled. Cole going to go to the line. Cole solidifying himself. in this starting lineup for Coach Edwards during his junior campaign, and he's just grabbed the bull by the horns, so to speak. You know, looking at his averages this year, Cole putting together a good season, shooting right at 50% from the field, 32% from three-point, 59% from free throw, averaging 10.1 points per contest, 5 rebounds a contest, working hard down in the paint. Just kind of a complete player, playing good.
Really stepped up his game this year, but now it goes back to putting the work in.
Yeah.
You go by the gym a lot of times, his truck's sitting outside, or a little golf cart. He drives that golf cart up, you know.
Yeah.
But he's in the gym working, and it shows.
Well, Cole was one of those guys. Of course, he lives in close proximity to the school, and you mentioned the golf cart. Even when he was in junior high, I'd come over to mow the football field or something in the summer, and he'd be out on the football practice field in the middle of the day in the heat by himself with his cones and would set up some little drills, and he'd be over there working. His co-leads with the hustle, gets the nice assist from a teammate. He goes to the free throw line to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way. So, of course, son Jeff and Melanie Eads, and certainly they have instilled that work ethic into him, because he's had it, as I say, for years now, going out there. And it's always the hardest. It's one thing to show up, Thomas, and practice and work, but when you show up on your own and do it when nobody else is around, that's a different level of dedication.
Yeah, it definitely is, and you see that out of a lot of guys here that are athletes in Clay County. We talked about it during the football season and on. As Eads gets a steal, Daniel.
He must hear us talking about it because he's putting on the show, folks. Our one-man wrecking crew here in the last few minutes of game time almost tripled up. Have the Bulldogs, the Indians, 36-13 the score. Timeout taken, third quarter.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Cross Plains, Tennessee for Clay County basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. All Clay County, they're up 36-13 on East Robertson. The junior co-lead, a personal 6-0 run, guys, scored the last six for the Dogs.
Putting on a show. 3:33 mark of the third. East Rob crossing the timeline. 36-13. Clay County on their way to their eighth win of the season if this thing keeps going like it is. East Rob only 13 points scored here mid-third quarter. Looking at their season totals, you know, they've had some low-scoring games. The other ones, they've had offensive output. They scored 61 in Joe Simmons Gym back on December the 6th as we see Cope out of bucket from left block. Warner Melton with it here for Clay County at right wing. Weaves in and out of traffic. Free throw range jumper. Falls a little short. Goes out of bounds. But here's the scores I've got on East Rob for the year. A loss to Gordonsville, 41-55. They lost to McEwen, 48-62. Lost to Clay, 61-68. Lost to White House Heritage, 51-59. A loss to Portland, 28-60. Lost to White House 46-54, and the final loss to Pearl Cone 43-64. So, lowest output of the season for them, 28 points. Other than that, they were north of 40 on every contest. So, I don't know. Certainly, they're struggling here today with only 15 points. Nate Adams misses his jumper. Rebound by Cole. Peyton Adams called for the foul. Thomas is a former post player yourself for the black and gold. Back in your day, you didn't like that call. You didn't think Hayden should have been stuck with one.
Well, just battling down there for a rebound. You know, you see hand check all over up here against Lance Burchett, and then Hayden just jumps and tried to pull down the board and gets a foul. So, yeah, I like to defend that banger down in the paint.
Got Lucky and Milton mixing it up across the way.
Foul right here.
Double foul. Lucky and Milton. Kind of mixing it up on the inbound away from the ball. We've seen that out of Clay County this year. That's the kind of stuff we want to avoid. We want to have. And now we've got Perry knocking down Cole Eads on the inbound. Eads grinning because, you know, and that's who wins in these situations. You get into those personal struggles on the inbound, and, it, you know, the one who is not the aggressor most of the time is the winner, so to speak, of the exchange. Going to have Cole Eads going to the free throw line to shoot two free throws now with the bonus. And then, you know, frustration at East Trobe, no doubt, as we sit here and talk about a 36-15 game.
I don't think we'll be shooting right here. That should have been offensive. Let's see what he's calling right here, though.
So an offensive foul wouldn't warrant the bonus free throws, right?
Yeah, he should just be out of bounds.
Going to be Clay County ball on the inbound. We'll try this again. Now Clay County to work it in from the baseline. Working to Milton, swung to Burchett, lands with it, bounced past to Nate. Nate in the paint, hop, shoots, foul. He'll go to the line and shoot two.
And all of those were just standard contact fouls.
Yeah.
I think even the it was a double foul earlier.
Yeah.
I don't really think Warner done much. It just says they're together and
ran into each other
and just kind of give the double. A lot of stuff comes from the East Robertson kid, and Warner just happened to be in it. So,
well, you know, and they're always the difficulty in sports. You get into those competitive moments, one team very frustrated, and that stuff goes on. The hard part is trying to keep your emotions in check. That's something that Coach Edwards has always done a great job of on the sideline and tries to lead his team in that way. And honestly, the low points of our season when we were not playing our best ball is when we were the most emotional and letting those emotions drive what we was doing. East Rob with the ball. A throwaway. They can't take him back over. Something going on that the Clay County fans don't like. I didn't see it.
He shoved a little bit on that one off Cole there when he was defending him. But
Eads with it in the corner. Gives to Adams. Nate going to drive. Foul being called against Luckett. We'll see Nate now go to the line to shoot two. I don't know exactly what's changed in the last few minutes other than this Clay County lead has grown bigger, but just a lot of frustration out of the East Robertson fan base, feels like right now, I think, just simply because of the score, 37-15.
That's what I think, too. Like I said, they've struggled this year. They hadn't won a game, and you know, and we're starting to put the pedal on them a little bit, so I guess frustrating.
37-15 here. Thomas says that's not right, at least for what he's got. Nate hit the first, missed the second.
I'm not sure.
Groves with it down low, gives to Perry. What did you have that's different?
I had us at 38 after the two free throws from Nate Pryor.
Step back three by Groves. No good rebound. Warner Melton to Lance Burgett. Back to maybe some continuity here of pace on the court after the fouls and things. Minute 20 mark of the third. Clay County up big. 37-15. Inside to Reese Adams. His shot up. No good. Rebounded by Perry. Don Gregory now comes across the timeline for the Indians. He's at left wing. Backs up. Kicks over to Cove. Who swings to Groves? Clay County 7-2 on the year. Of course, as most folks know, had that Jellicoe game that was ruled a no contest. Dogs were up 62-58 with 7:18 left to play in that game when the power went off at Clay County High School. Stayed off for a pretty good time. Ended up calling that contest.
So it is official.
Yeah, as far as I know, I've not heard from Coach Edwards
Andrew met us when we was talking up there at Harriman. He said people that TWSBLA would not rule on it. It is up to the two schools to determine what they had. So it'll be a no contest because Jellicoe ain't going to take a loss.
No.
You know, so it'll be a no contest.
And I'd already talked to Coach Edwards. He said he would not, on February the 14th, when Clay County goes to Jellicoe, he would not put 7-18 on the clock and play the rest of that game up there in that moment. Of course, if you remember, it was Nolan Adams who was having a huge hot hand. I think he had maybe five threes or something, or three threes in the third. He was really feeling it, playing good when the lights went out. And it was, you know, that was a good contest going on. High scoring affair.
I'm expecting they're good when we go up there. I mean, that's...
Yep. Well, like you mentioned during that broadcast, two teams that are not strangers to the state tournament.
Yep.
East Rebel on the inbound. Knocked out of bounds by Reese Adams. Good defense by him. 39-15 the score. 36 seconds left in this third quarter. Indians work it in. Groves with it. Defended by Adams. Nate, that is. Hands off to Perry. Perry's defended by Reese. Perimeter passing out of the Indians. Down to 20 seconds here. Is Gregory with it. And they say he drags the foot. Called for the travel. So the Dogs a chance to finish the third with an exclamation mark here. Julian Villa has checked into this contest. He's out there. Been joined by Nate Adams, Warner Melton, Reese Adams, and Cole.
Don't guard Juju right here. He can knock that shot down.
No doubt. 10 seconds and ticking. Eads inside to Reese, knocked away and taken away by the Indians. 3 seconds on the clock. 2, now 1. Three-pointer by Groves at the buzzer. Hits off the rim. No good. After 3, it's Clay County 39, East Rob 15.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Wondering what the chamber can do?
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball here in Cross Plains, Tennessee. Presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, Dogs lead the Indians of East Robertson. According to the scoreboard, 39-15. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Solana Lumber. For Clay County to be led by Nate Adams, who has 13 points. Lance Burchett with 11. And Cole Eads with 6, all coming in that third quarter. Nolan Adams has 4, and Hayden Adams has 4. Warner Melton, 1 point for the Dogs. This Dogs scoring summary has been brought to you by Solana Lumber. Serving you since 1962, Solana Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Solana Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Sophomore Jake Copeland coming to the scorer's table to check in. Juju Villa joining him there. Original 5 starters on the floor. No, Eads is over on the bench. He was a him and Warner swapped out right now. Couple subs for East Robertson here. We do not have that full roster, so we just may refer to him as an Indian. We don't have that name. 39-15 here. Nate Adams with it. Inside the Hayden. Foul call on number 33 of East Robertson. So Clay County going to go to 8-2 on the year. Both teams will be in action Tuesday night in Red Bull and Springs. Weather pending. I know we're talking about a wintry mix perhaps Sunday into Monday. Surely by Tuesday that wouldn't be an issue. But the Red Dogs and the Red Lady Dogs, neither one having strong showings at this point in time, but it's a rivalry contest, Doug, and we know sometimes you can throw records out the window on those type games.
And you walk into Red Bull, and that's always a tough place to play, no matter how good you are and how off they are.
That's right. That is right. Of course, then, after the Red Bull game, 1 week from tonight, showdown in Birdstown. Always a look forward to contest between those two proud basketball communities of Clay County and Piggy County. We'll be up there to cover that one. The only frustrating thing about that, We've got semifinal college football playoff action going on. They're in the middle of that contest. These basketball coaches are going to have to work on their schedule now that this playoff, college football playoff, is extended this year. We already had one conflict on the Saturday during the opening round of the playoffs, but it is what it is. But I tell you what, though, I would rather be in the gym for that Pickett County, Clay County matchup than watching the Texas-Ohio State game. I promise you that. Although if we got service, I may have it on my cell phone at the broadcast table. Bucket there, was that Caden Copeland on the shot?
It was good. Good little entry pass, good little move, finish there.
Nice to see Copeland getting to play with some of these upperclassmen. Got juniors Nolan Adams and Warner Mounts on the contest zone with the steal. Goes to the rack here. His layup, good. Joining Nolan and Warner on the floor, our freshman Caden Copeland, sophomore Juju Villa, and sophomore Jake Copeland. So foreshadowing perhaps of next year's lineup. Of course, minus junior Cole Leeds, who is already over on the bench. But, of course, Marty Maxfield having a good year with the junior high boys. They've got the conference tournament coming up. I know in particular folks like Easton Garner, Parker Upchurch, good, strong young players and that are in eighth grade that will be joining the program next year. Hermitage Springs always sends over some players. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. The consolidation of the two schools has simply strengthened these basketball programs. We do not win the 2021 state championship without those two programs being together, because all of a sudden you don't have a Gunner Silk and Eli Smith playing basketball for you folks. And, you know, how many – what could have happened all those years ago if we could have put together the great squads from those two communities? Of course, we don't have to rehash that now because we've talked about it before on here, but – just a lot of great players from both communities over the years.
Oh, yeah, and just when they played each other, it meant a lot. So
no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Copeland on the inside, he's fouled. A couple more subs here. We've had freshman duo of Isaiah Burnett and Fletcher Strong join the fracas here. 5:32 left to play in this contest, so no mercy rule running clock at this point. 43-16 to score, so these reserves a chance to see some minutes here. Jake Copeland adds the bucket on the inbound play.
Yeah, nice, strong move there for Jake.
Jake, a solid sophomore post player. We've not got to see much in varsity action, but if we needed to pull him out on the floor, he's got the ability to go out there and play with the varsity.
Oh, definitely. He can give you minutes. You've got to have minutes.
Of course, assistant coach Andrew Mendez does a great job of running the JV program for Coach Edwards as Copeland adds another bucket. Jake Copeland, that is. So Jake with the last 4 points for Clay County. East Rob coming the other way. Once they go, Jake Copeland with a block shot here. Razzling and dazzling the fans on both ends of the court. Driving East Rob, a push-off offensive foul. Going to be called a defensive, though, instead against Copeland. I really felt like Caden was the victim there.
Yeah, he looked like he took the most of that.
Freshman Ramsey Hayes checking in for Caden Copeland. Ramsey Hayes, transfer, came over here to go to high school from Livingston. Glad to have him. Of course, his older brother, Dylan, on staff at Clay County High School. East Rob on them, man. Once again, don't have a full roster. Apologize for that. 4:38 mark, 45-16. Doug, if we get to a 30-point differential, does it become mercy rule at that point? Is that how the rule is?
Yes.
Right now, 29-point differential, according to the scoreboard, Thomas says it should be 47-16. We'll have to check Andrew Mehta's official game report for that to know who's right or wrong.
Well, Andrew hadn't went to the table, and usually he'll try to correct that if he sees it. So
Burnett kicks the Villa, packs it into Copeland. His shot blocked by an Indian. East Rob coming the other way. Here's these young squads do battle. East Rob. Mistake there, rebound by Fletcher Strong.
Look at the scoreboard.
Oh, have we fixed it? 47-16, it has been corrected. They may be listening to our broadcast. Another turnover, no, knocked away.
Why do we doubt Thomas? Why?
I seldom ever do, and he was right. So that makes it officially should be a running clock. We're not seeing that.
We may not have noticed the change on the board, those guys.
We'll leave that alone. I'll let these young guys play an extended amount here. 3:42 left. East Drive on the inbound on the 4-4 Clay County. Juju Vela, Fletcher Strong, Caden Copeland, Jake Copeland, and Ramsey Hayes. A drive now from an Indian. A foul by a Bulldog. And free throws coming. So going back to that schedule, like we said, Tuesday night at Red Bullen, Friday night at Pickett County. The Pickett County boys game, we talked a lot about the girls matchup. The boys, a little bit more of an unknown up there. Me and Thomas were talking about it earlier. Of course, we know Jacob Aminette and young Mr. Reagan, I think both still on that squad. A few newcomers, some freshmen that maybe are going to be playing a role. Doug, do you have an update on Pickett this year? Have you seen them in action anywhere?
I hadn't seen them, but they gained another Aminette. Lee's boys should be a freshman this year, pretty solid player. So
an older kid, I think, four freshmen.
Yeah.
3:15 mark of this fourth quarter, and a takeaway, a jump ball now we're going to be called.
Of course, they've got returning freshman MVP, Nathaniel Cobb, also a pretty good player up there. And
forgot about
him. Yards they've had for a couple years on the outside. So good, solid Bobcat team. And like you said, looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it. Of course, always a duel between Coach Edwards and Coach Aminette there. Coach Aminette, you know, love him or hate him, one of the most celebrated athletes ever come out of the Upper Cumberland. Full-blown Division One starter and player for Wake Forest alongside Tim Duncan during some great years back then. I used to watch them on TV. They played UMass. Marcus Camby was playing for UMass, and Duncan was at Wake Forest. And, of course, there you saw Joseph Aminette right out there with him, and outstanding player, and brings that knowledge that he gained during that time to high school basketball in his hometown of Byrdstown. And they have been really strong under his tutelage up there. Of course, they were strong prior to him getting there as well, during folks like Nathan Aaron and Greg Bibb. So we know the tradition that exists up in Byrdstown. 2:30 left in this one, 47-20. Ramsey Hayes up the block. Shot up. Good. Ramsey Hayes making it look easy from left block.
Two young big guys looking good tonight in there.
Mm-hmm. Be nice to reestablish perhaps in future years traditional post-play. We've really not had that since, we had White and Brown. It started to say since Keaton Arms, but I forgot about White there for a minute.
But now, if you notice the last couple of games, Coach Edwards has run some sets to get it into the post on those matchups, and we've done very well with it.
Absolutely. Hayden and Reese, they both played well there. Have really grown into those roles. And we've talked about during the broadcast this season about how simply not very experienced high school basketball players, those two. Yeah. And each game, they're just getting better and more in tune with what's going on out there.
Well, that just goes back to your coaching, trusting enough when to get that mismatch to go to them, and then they take care of it. So. Coach Edwards is good at finding a mismatch and taking advantage of it, and he's done that very well over the years.
East Rob with it, looking for a bucket shot up, no good. Rebound, Jake Copeland. Copeland now going to have a scrum for the ball with an Indian, and a jump ball call. 49-22 the score. Fletcher Strong in the inbound here to sophomore point guard Juju Bella. And the Dogs will look for another bucket to break the half-century mark. They sit at 49 currently. Villa drives to the free throw line, loses the handle, picked up by an Indian. He knocks him to the floor, no whistles blow. East Rob works back to the left, going to fire a three ball. That's too strong off the back of the iron. Tip over the back, no good, but a foul call. Lots of action between these two younger squads, but not a lot of points coming from either way.
Yeah, and again, overall, Clay County still looking for their 50th here. Kind of a low-scoring affair for the Dogs also.
You know, 68-61, the score on December the 6th when these teams met. So to hold East Drive to 22 after you allowed 61 the last time, I think that's a huge thing right there. Vela being harassed by the Indians. Doug, you mentioned, you know, I kind of said, how did they get to 61? Because I wasn't at that home game in Joe Sims Gym, and you alluded to just a real hot streak of shooting, I think, for the Indians.
Yeah, they made a good run starting right towards the end of the third quarter and fourth quarter and just shot the ball really well.
Ramsey Hayes misses the turnaround. Rebound East Rob. Under a minute to go in this one. 27 points the differential. 49-22. Baseline drive, and a score. Number 55, 55 for the Indians. Isaiah Burnett, shaking and baking, gets to the elbow, picks up the dribble, kicks to Strong. Strong with a head fake, works right, now back left. He's into the paint, kicks it outside to Villa, fires a three ball, no good. Rebound Ramsey Hayes, they say he's over the back.
Yeah, a little push off, clear that right there.
Had good ball movement there for a moment. .6 seconds left. And this one will go final. East Rob with it. They work into the corner. Three ball up by number 21. Too strong. Missed it all. Rebounded by Caden Copeland. Copeland with 3 seconds. Pass ahead to Villa. Villa's layup at the buzzer. No good. This one goes final as Jake Copeland laid it in after the buzzer expired. 49-24 the score, 25 points the margin. Big win for the Dogs on the road at East Robertson. Clay County 8-2 now in the year. Stay tuned for the Farm Bureau postgame show right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or
pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and lock it in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161 for both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network from Cross Plains, Tennessee. East Robertson High School, a pair of Region 4A foes going at it today. Farm Bureau post-game show coming at you. Clay County's ladies 5-7 now. Actually, I said that wrong. 4-8. After their one-point loss today at the buzzer, boys go to 8-2. We're going to talk more about that contest that we just saw. A big win for Coach Edwards and Clay County. Got to get into the Bulldog wrap-up brought to us by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Slow starting game, but ended with the result we was all looking for, guys.
Yeah, it was. You know, 7-5 at the end of the first quarter, and it was just kind of one of those. Clay County couldn't get anything going, really. Kind of one of those slogs back and forth, and they got tied at 8-8. And then they got it going. You said it, Doug. You called for it. We need to get Nate here in one of these little sets and kind of get him going. He scored five straight. Lance Virtue hit a couple of threes there, and it just went from there. Closed out the half on a 14-2 run to go up 22-10. It was pretty much over after that.
Well, it was. And like I said, you know, that the key to that scoring was that set your defense like you wanted to play right there. And then we picked up the pressure. And like I said, from that point on, we just kind of took it over.
12-point game at the half extended it to a 26-point game in the third quarter as Clay County locked down East Robertson, held them to 5 points. Actually, did that three consecutive quarters. I just now realized that. Five in the first, second, and third quarter. So that's some pretty good defense, Doug.
That's solid defense. You know, years ago when Coach Edwards hung his hat on defense, he wanted to give up no more than 12 a quarter. You know, we give up 5 and 3, you know, 3 quarters in a row. That's pretty nice right there.
Yeah, and then Clay County just cruising to this victory here as no players, even with more than 5 points for East Robertson. Dalton Gregory led the way, Mike Luckett led the way with four. Connor Cope also had four, a couple of reserves with four each. And then Dalton Gregory had three. For Clay County, two in double figures. Nate Adams leading the way with a Baker's dozen, 13. Lance Burchett had 11. Cole Leeds and Nolan Adams both with six each. Hayden Adams had four. Warner Melton, one. Jake Copeland, four off the bench. Ramsey Hayes, a nice bucket. And also Caden Copeland with two for Clay County, who going to win by 25, 49-24, Daniel.
The outcome we was looking for. Folks, that Bulldog wrap-up is from Route T Bakehole Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way. Structural insulated panels. Engineered as a subsidiary of Bonnie State Bog Homes in Hermitage Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee. Simply a better way to build. We're going to play one more promo. Come back and announce tonight's TDS Top Performers.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Back here live on the Farm Bureau post-game show. Time to get into announcing the TDS top performers from tonight's contest. Of course, the girls' contest, just a heartbreaker here, that one-point loss. And a lot of different ways we could have went, but went with junior point guard Ella Eads. And, you know, part of the reason ended up going that direction is because we when nobody else had anything going, that we didn't have any outside shooting going, sophomore Natalie Smith, our point guard, was not available due to a fractured hand. Somebody had to fill that role. Who's going to be the ball handler? Haylen Garrison was struggling to hit outside shots at the time. What was that, Eads, who filled that role? I honestly talked to her up at Herman after the Meigs County game and just told her, said, honey, you're the most experienced player on this team. You've got to step up and take this thing over. And I think you saw her start to do that tonight because she's that good. She's got to be confident in her play, and I hope we saw the first signs of that. Of course, Coach Walker thought she only had three fouls when she really had four fouled out and didn't get to play most of the fourth quarter, or we might have seen more out of her tonight.
Yeah, and like I said, I question that because Andrew's really on that. Our bookkeeper's really good at that. But again, they've got the official book, and that's when it counts.
Yeah, it is, and you're right. I thought that was a crucial time when LA's went out of the ball game. We saw East Robertson claim their largest lead of the game immediately. Now, don't get me wrong, we had some players respond and do a great job to keep Clay County in this game, but she was the kind of the driving force behind Clay County even being in this one. Knocked down big three-pointers at times, handled the ball like you said, played good defense. She was the one trapping and helping against Allie Pennington each time also, with Wicks and Thompson being the main defenders on her. So just a great all-around game from her. And like you said, Daniel, I don't think we really saw what it could have turned into as we all got surprised when she expired.
Right. And you know, we know who this team focuses around on the defensive side of the ball. That's Lacey Wicks. Offensively, Ella Eads is going to be the bell cow for this team, and she was today. She was finishing her drives. She was hitting her outside stuff. You know, she's the most complete offensive player. We saw that, and that's where it's going to be.
Yeah, finished with a team-high 17 points tonight, Doug. One of her better games of the season.
Boys action. Going to go with Nate Adams, senior guard. Doug called it out earlier there. You mentioned it already in the Eco Panel Dogs wrap-up. The Coach Edwards had saw something. He was fixing to go to Nate for it. We needed a spark. This was a low-scoring thing. Thomas, you talked about the diversity he brings with his talents. He can do it inside and out. And tonight, that's what it was. It was posting him up down inside and using him in that regard that sparked this Bulldog team.
Yeah, it was. And we talked about his strength and the way he can finish. But he also drew a lot of contact in this game. Finished with a team-high 13 points and saw six of those coming at the free throw line where he shot the ball really well. Only missed two down the stretch, so six of eight at the free throw line. And, Doug, you don't go to the foul line unless you're aggressive to the hole.
That's it, and that's one thing. That's kind of the identity of this Clay County team. And it all starts with Nate. You know, they follow him. And that's what you want. You want your center to be the leader. He's the leader, and they watch the example, and they play with him. So.
Well, we talked about all the rotations and the subbing that we're doing with those seven. Well, if you get to watching, there's one guy that's hardly ever on the bench, and that's Nate Adams. And that's not a coincidence. He stays on the floor unless he's in foul trouble. He's just that special of a player, and he's just the catalyst that everything kind of runs through.
Yeah, and again, we talked about it in the wrap-up. You know, this game was kind of could have went either way early because nobody was putting the ball in the basket. Nate Adams sparked that big run with five straight points, Doug, and it just took off from there, and that's what he does.
Yeah, and like I said, we need the ball to go in. Nate got the ball to go in for us, and that way we set the defense to go from that point on, and that's what you want, and it was a good job by our guys to get that done.
Folks, and that's TDS Tomp Performers, Ella Eads and Nate Adams. They're brought to you by TDS Disposal, who serve all your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. This one is wrapped up here from Cross Plains, Tennessee today. Girls lose by one, boys win by several. Going to be back in action on Tuesday night. District 7A play going to get underway over at Red Bull in Springs. We will be on hand. H&H on Equipment Parts pregame show should go on there about 5:45. Sometimes we get a little antsy. Like to go at 5:43. So just be there and be ready. Guys, any final thoughts?
No, just good trip up here for Clay County to, you know, competitive opponent. That's what you want.
Yeah. And the best time of the year is getting ready to start.
It is.
District play is starting. So.
No doubt. Well, folks, for Doug Strong and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing y'all a good night.